Call with your host, Liz Brown. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Next on Mondays at 9, why is the government giving no-bid contracts to Halliburton and its subsidiaries to rebuild the Gulf Coast when it's already under investigation for fraud, bribery, and other nice things? The Bush administration would not enforce accountability standards for Halliburton in Iraq, so let them perpetrate more fraud on American soil? What kind of a government are we running? Join Charlie Cray from Halliburton Watch for a discussion on the crooks and cronies of Halliburton on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
Cut your gas cost in half. Team up to share the ride to work in a carpool or vanpool. Thousands of St. Louis area commuters have discovered how ride sharing with ride finders can combat the sting of rising gas prices, and you can too. RideFinders offers an exclusive computerized ride matching service that matches commuters throughout the region who share similar workday commutes so they can contact one another to share the ride in a carpool or vanpool. The ride matching service is provided by RideFinders free of charge and is available online at ridefinders.org or toll-free at 800-VIP-RIDE. The higher gas prices get, the more savings you'll see. Add more passengers to your carpool and save even more. Call RideFinders today at 800-VIP-RIDE and ease the strain that record gas prices are putting on your wallet. That's 800-VIP-RIDE.
You're listening to Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU Radio, 920 on your AM dial and at WGNU.net.
Right now the sun is shining, but people are crying. This is Aaron Neville speaking for the American Red Cross. When a hurricane like Katrina passes, it leaves behind massive devastation. Just because the weather map shows the storm is over doesn't mean it's over. People have lost their homes, lost their families. People were glued to their TVs. Where will it hit? Where will it hit? It's still hitting. For some people, Hurricane Katrina could last for the rest of their lives. This is a country that comes together in times of need. Do whatever you can. Please help these people put their lives back together. Call 1-800-HELP now or go to redcross.org and click Donate Now. If it takes a while, keep trying. Please help the devastated victims of Hurricane Katrina and thousands of other disasters each year. Go to redcross.org or call 1-800-HELP now. Right now the sun is shining, but the work has just begun. Brought to you by the American Red Cross, the Ad Council, and this station.
Coming up this morning at 9, we take a look at just how charitable the Walmart charities really are. A new report is out by the National Committee for Responsive Philanthropy, and it shows there really is a hidden agenda behind their giving. They fund religious institutions, but only those they agree with. The national arm of the Walmart Foundation guides local stores in choosing who gets what and how much. Ever heard of the Black Alliance for Educational Options? It's a group the foundation funds to promote school vouchers to black families. Join Jeff Crayley, Deputy Director of NCRP, for a look at Walmart Charities this morning at 9 on The Wake Up Call. Time now for another edition of The Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop trying to say. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop trying to say.
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that Tom Lick is being made. If you took a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You want to email me? You can do that at 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. Good golly, Miss Molly. We have much to talk about. Good golly, Miss Molly. We have much, much, much to talk about. Okay. All right. Let's get to this. Let's get to this. I am a little, what's the word I want to use? Things run deep. Things run deep in the United States of America. And I'm about to venture off into an area that I readily admit I have not a whole lot of expertise in. What I do have expertise in, however, is being African in America. I have a lifetime, a couple of two decades or so. of experience in this good country of ours. Yes, I've been here for a minute or two. And as a result of being here for a minute or two, as a result of having been here within the skin of an African, I see things, I feel things, I know things. I know things. So I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, correctify me if I am wrong. I don't think I am, but correctify me if you believe that I'm wrong. All right, here goes, jumping in to the NBA. I believe that this dress code is race-based. I believe that hockey players, do they have a dress code? How about a dentistry code? Does a league that contains members that are outside, mostly members outside of the community of African descent, have a dress code? Do football players have a dress code? Correctify me if I am wrong. This is about trying to get at money. People, this is Rosewood. Remember that? Remember the movie Rosewood? Just y'all see the movie Rosewood. Remember the scene. If you haven't seen Rosewood, Rosewood is a movie about an historical fact. In Florida, city of Rosewood. City of Rosewood contained people of African descent that were very successful. They had their own businesses. They had their own, just a wonderful, strong, economically powerful Florida town. Number black folks next to a town that had contained white folks that weren't doing as well. White folks burned the town of Rosewood to the ground, killed lots and lots and lots of people because of the color of their skin. Now, there was one scene in the movie that is etched forever in my mind. A capsule, if you will, of what racism looks like, where it comes from, the energy place from which racism is born, springs out of. There's a little white guy sitting on his porch, rocking back and forth, and this is Hollywood. They painted the picture like this. He's chowing on his chewing tobacco. Tobacco, as they say, the technical term. And has a piece of wood in his hand that he's whittling on. He has on the worn, faded blue denim coveralls. One strap fastened, the other strap loose, a little red long sleeve shirt on, and a ragged brown hat on. It's an older white guy, skin of sunburn, a ruddy is the word I believe that they use to describe his coloration. And they're all sitting out in front of the country store. He and a couple of other good old boys. And as this older white guy rocks back and forth, spitting every once in a while and whittling on his hunk of wood, he's looking over. Because you can see through the trees the city of Rosewood, the town of Rosewood. When they're talking about the folks, the black folks, the African folks in Rosewood. And as is this man rocks back and forth in his chair, he's talking about to his friends and saying, you know what? One of them there fellas has a piano in their house. Because one of the people, Don Cheadle, played the role of a music teacher. And this white man was rocking back and forth, got a piano there in his house. You know, I'd have to work my whole life to get a piano. It just don't seem right that he would have a piano in his house. And all of his good old boys are nodding their heads in agreement. Yeah, you feel me on this, folks? It's that coveting propelled by color. It don't seem right that a black man would have something that I don't have, that I can't afford. That's not the way the world is supposed to turn. That a black man would have something that I cannot afford. Coveting via color. We need an 11th commandment. So as I look at this rule, that the NBA announcing a dress code. Announcing a dress code. And they're saying that that the NBA players are supposed to wear sports coats. No sneakers, no sandals, no shades, no hats, no gold chains, no do-rags, no sleeveless shirts, no t-shirts. This is all about white folks, white men, old white men, wannabe white men, because despite the fact that the NBA, when you look at the field, ain't nothing but some brothers out there, that's not the way that corporate looks. It is racially motivated. The players are required to wear business casual attire when involved in teams or league businesses. They can't wear chains, pendants, or you know what? You could make me do this. I'd say fine my behind. I would say fine me. You couldn't make me do this. Corporate attire. These brothers are out here making money on their clothes. They are setting the style for America. And they're making big time money off of it. And they're making, and the league can't have none of their money. And it's like, you can just see the same old man sitting up in a corporate boardroom with his spittoon and his rocking chair and his whittling stick saying, them players is making all this money off this clothing that they wearing. I'd have to work my whole life to make this money that they're making with their clothes. That don't seem right. It's the same racist motivation, and it's also this colonial attitude. Oh, we can tell these boys how to dress. We can do this. We own them. We own. It's that whole enslavement mentality. I get to say how a black person wears clothes. That's what it is. That's what it is. And apparently, maybe this is the search. This is the great white hope. Maybe they've done some polls. Maybe they've done some focus groups. Maybe the NBA at the top, maybe they have this secret little portion of NBA corporate that's the great white hope. We're looking for the white players, and through their focus groups, they've discovered that little white boys are intimidated, feel that they could never be part of the club because the club doesn't look anything like them. So we've got to make the club start to speak to white boys, white mamas, white daddies out there. Maybe that's what they've done, their focus groups. And you have all of these white parents out here saying, it just feels too black. It just, even when you look at them, how am my son going to get up in that environment? It's too black. I would tell them to, you know what, I can't say on the air what I would tell them to do. I would have it written in my contract to pay for every clothing violation that I was going to make. And help me with this. Again, I am not a sports person. I don't know all of the rules. Do white football players have to wear sports jackets? Help me with this. A basketball player is not supposed to wear a t-shirt? What is his job? This is a man that wears shorts to work, right? They wear shorts and tank tops to work. When they go to work, they wear tennis shoes, athletic socks, shorts and t-shirt and tank tops. And they're now supposed to wear, you know what? Maybe this is it. Let me suggest this. Maybe this is their way of trying to get people of African descent to do their work, again. We built this country. Our labor created the wealth in this country. And maybe they're looking for African labor to create, do the work again. Maybe they're looking to African players to bring cool to corporate so that corporate clothes can be cool. To change what corporate clothes, because they know black African men ain't gonna be, they aren't gonna wear it like that. This is bunk. This is double bunk. And I wouldn't do it. If I were Allen Iverson, I would say, I can't say what I would say on the air. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get to me. We got to take a break. Oh, I was so angry when I read this story yesterday. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the makers of Maximum Strength Zantac. Northbound 55 between Merrimack Bottom and River to Pear, no problems reported. Eastbound 44 from Lewis to 270, no problems there. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake to Clayton Warson is running smoothly. Eastbound 70 between 370 and their City Expressway, no problems. Northbound 270 from Sappington and Doherty Ferry, everything is on the move. Westbound 270 from Lilac to Washington, Elizabeth, nothing to report there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic, or westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge, that traffic is starting to build this hour. Westbound 64 before the 5570 split, look for no problems to report. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way onto Laclede's Landing looks good. Northbound Route 3 from Poplar Street Bridge, no problems there. Northbound 67 and 55, there's an accident. The ramp onto northbound 55 reportedly is restricted, and traffic is backing up as we speak. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Maximum Strength Zantac. It's so fast it prevents heartburn before a meal, and so fast it quickly relieves tough heartburn so you don't get impatient. Get Maximum Strength Zantac 150. Now taking a look at your WGNU news, or your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Cooler, occasional showers, a chance for thunderstorms, the high in the lower 60s. This evening, occasional showers with a low around 50. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high only around 60. Friday evening, mostly cloudy once again in the evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 40s. And on Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high around 60. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 56 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 55, both under clouds with occasional drizzle. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Friday morning on the wake-up call, Lisa Graves of the ACLU will be with us during the 8 o'clock hour to talk about another encroachment on civil liberties courtesy of the Patriot Act. Did you know that the FBI has been making mistakes on wiretaps but doesn't have to account for them because of the Patriot Act? The agency doesn't even have to disclose there have been problems. The two houses of Congress are working on a new bill that will reauthorize the Patriot Act. Well, they need to clean this up and other problematic provisions that are in it. That's what we're talking about Friday morning at 8 on the award-winning Wake Up Call. You're looking to get into real estate. Where do you go? What do you do? call Lisa at 314-629-7830. Properties available from $50,000 to $200,000. Available with no money down. Take your choice of area, St. Louis City, St. Louis County, or St. Charles County. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Get into the game. Make the first move. Call Lisa Krempaski, 629-7830. That's Lisa Krempaski, 314-629-7830. Next on Mondays at 9, why is the government giving no-bid contracts to Halliburton and its subsidiaries to rebuild the Gulf Coast when it's already under investigation for fraud, bribery, and other nice things? The Bush administration would not enforce accountability standards for Halliburton and Iraq, so let them perpetrate more fraud on American soil? What kind of a government are we running? Join Charlie Cray from Halliburton Watch for a discussion on the crooks and cronies of Halliburton on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% of the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
You're listening to Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU Radio, 920 on your AM dial and at WGNU.net.
Coming up this morning at 9, we take a look at just how charitable the Walmart charities really are. A new report is out by the National Committee for Responsive Philanthropy, and it shows there really is a hidden agenda behind their giving. They fund religious institutions, but only those they agree with. The national arm of the Walmart Foundation guides local stores in choosing who gets what and how much. Ever heard of the Black Alliance for Educational Options? It's a group the foundation funds to promote school vouchers to black families. Join Jeff Crayley, Deputy Director of NCRP, for a look at Walmart Charities this morning at 9 on The Wake Up Call. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Yes, I'd like to give thanks and praise to the mighty Father, Yahweh, for sustaining me and keeping me alive. Here is my true testimony. And January, not July, not I was in the car with my brother, had sold me his car while I was buying it for my brother. All of a sudden, he let his friend talk to him and put me into the street. He took the car from me. I lost my job because I was on false charges of on an ex parte, you know, separated from my wife and myself, that I couldn't go to a house, and the police came up on my job and wanted to ask me some questions. Then they said that since I didn't answer them questions, they said that they had to arrest me with no charges, but saying that I violated, you know, my ex parte. I'm not understanding. I can't get no one to sit down to talk with me. I cry every single day, and I plead every day with someone. I don't know. The truth is all I know. I have nothing but to tell the truth.
All right, and we're going to put you on hold and let you leave your number again with Howard. Thank you so much, Carl. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Yes, Korean veteran. Good morning.
Yes, Ms. Brown, listening to you speak about the basketball code that has been invoked on the players, did they mention anything about most times they people, when they want to do that, maybe they're going to give them so much money, you know what I mean, like for uniforms or for suits and things. But they didn't mention anything about giving them additional money for clothing, did they?
No, they didn't.
Well, see, I hope you'll keep us surprised what the players and things do about
this. We don't know what the penalties are going to be yet for non-compliance. Allen Iverson, and they went straight to Allen Iverson. My point is that it is paternalistic. It is wrong. It is absolutely unacceptable. These are grown men that can dress any way. They're not at work. That's not work. They're talking about their work is on the court.
They're
what they do
outside of what they're supposed to be into.
That's
they don't
exactly
have no right at all.
That's
I wouldn't
exactly
I wouldn't comply with that.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah, but I
want
to say this, Ms. Brown. I've listened all at different times in the morning. This morning I heard a discussion between some Americans talking to Hugo Chavez and asking them about all they got over there and about why do they sell all, why does Chavez and them sell all to America if they call Americans terrorists? And the answer that he gave them, I just enjoyed and loved him. He said, they want to buy the oil. He said, China and the rest of the countries are using oil. He said, but they, America's terrorists because they went into Iraq, and where Iraq used to produce over 300,000 barrels or whatever a day, has been cut in half to 150 million barrels or whatever it is. And so the Americans asked Chavez about that. I mean, they were sitting, like you said, wondering about what these people got over there, what he has over in his country. And so they're getting their arms and weapons and things over there where they can be ready because they feel like America's going to try to take them. Chavez told them they went into Iraq for the oil. He told them direct and say that they're looking at us to come in here and take our oil, is what he said. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. Marcus Campy of the Nuggets, Brevin Knight of the Bobcats say if the NBA wants a dress code, players should receive stipends or vouchers to offset the cost of new clothes. Huh. 454-0400. Some folks are making fun of this, but this is the same rule that Union Station has. This whole you no do rags type of a rule, that you are judged as a human being, and this is something that weighs heavily, disproportionately, if you will, on people of African descent. Let me make this observation. More people in America have been killed, have had their families destroyed, have had their homes taken away from them, have been assaulted, have been brutalized, have been put in harm's way. More people in America have had all of those things done to them by men in business suits than men in do-rags. Ask Enron employees if their bosses that screwed them beyond description was wearing a do-rag or a three-piece suit. Ask the families who are suffering because of health conditions that they can't pay for and have to go into bankruptcy and are still going to be carrying the debt of that bankruptcy due to the new bankruptcy laws. Ask them if some dudes in T-shirts and medallions put that kind of pain and pressure on their family. Ask the parents of the children who are autistic because of drugs that have mercury in them and the companies knew they had mercury in them. Ask them if those folks were sporting a fro or Hans Wyman implants. More crime has been done by folks in suits and corporate attire than any other crime in America. And once again, you are attempting, there is an attempt to put the face of crime and thuggery and skullduggery on the face of a black man. Oh, yeah, we got stuff to talk about. I ain't done here. We're taking a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I know, I can hear y'all. Y'all shaking your heads and saying, uh-huh. I know you're feeling me on that. I know you're feeling me on that. Get to me.
I don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me. I'm
not one. Friday morning on the Wake Up Call, Lisa Graves of the ACLU will be with us during the 8 o'clock hour to talk about another encroachment on civil liberties courtesy of the Patriot Act. Did you know that the FBI has been making mistakes on wiretaps but doesn't have to account for them because of the Patriot Act? The agency doesn't even have to disclose there have been problems. The two houses of Congress are working on a new bill that will reauthorize the Patriot Act. Well, they need to clean this up and other problematic provisions that are in it. That's what we're talking about Friday morning at 8 on the award-winning Wake Up Call. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Dateline Rangoon. The government of Burma says it's going to raise the price of gasoline 900%. Burma is one of the poorest countries in Asia and has to import nearly all of its energy needs. Right now, a gallon of gasoline sells there for 15 cents. Next week, that price goes up to $1.25 a gallon. The government heavily subsidizes fuel there to keep the price down. Drivers are only allowed, however, 2 gallons of gas a day. If they want more, they have to buy it on the black market, which is much larger than the state's network, but also more expensive, going for about $2 a gallon. And Dateline Washington. President Bush signed into law last year a bill called the Jobs Creation Act. Now, one aspect of that bill reduces the tax that's paid on dividends that go to shareholders on profits that are earned overseas. Previously, that tax rate was 35%. This bill changed that to only 5%. The idea was to allow the foreign-made money to come back into the United States in order to create jobs. But now, evidence is mounting that many large corporations are just taking the tax break, using that money to pay off company debt or finance mergers and acquisitions, as well as buy back shares from stockholders at a big gain to them. The law does not require companies to prove how the lower taxed money is being used, and this is letting corporations get by with claiming they're investing into the U.S. while they're actually using that money for some other purposes. Economists estimate that over $200 billion has been repatriated to take advantage of the tax break, but little of it is going where it should. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. If you like to get things done in one easy step, Regional Exposure 2005 is the place to be on Saturday, October 22nd from 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. and Sunday, October 23rd from noon to 6 p.m. at St. Clair Square. Just one stop to see exhibits that represent hundreds of manufacturers, distributors, and services from around the region. Whether you're looking for new siding at the Anchor Siding Display or that unique craft item, product, or service you didn't even know you wanted or needed, you'll find it at Regional Exposure 2005. Plus, lively entertainment and dozens of prizes to be given away all weekend. Regional Exposure 2005, Saturday, October 22nd from 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. and Sunday, October 23rd from noon to 6 p.m. at St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. Hosted by St. Clair Square. Sponsored by Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. More details at www.spcshows.com. This is a Specialized Promotional Concepts production.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle, Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979.
Coming up this morning at 9, we take a look at just how charitable the Walmart charities really are. A new report is out by the National Committee for Responsive Philanthropy, and it shows there really is a hidden agenda behind their giving. They fund religious institutions, but only those they agree with. The national arm of the Walmart Foundation guides local stores in choosing who gets what and how much. Ever heard of the Black Alliance for Educational Options? It's a group the foundation funds to promote school vouchers to black families. Join Jeff Crayley, Deputy Director of NCRP, for a look at Walmart Charities this morning at 9 on The Wake Up Call. It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Strength, courage, and wisdom. That's inside of you. Been there all along. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I am outstanding.
Good. I have something positive. I hope this is going to be positive to say about this. Let this speak to more black clothing stores with a suit or two designed by African from stores owned by African Americans. Shoe stores owned by African Americans carry the sports and dress shoes. This could be the start of something good.
I don't think so.
Wait a minute, let me finish.
Okay.
This could be the beginning of African economic independence.
Well,
since so many people, so many jobs have been going overseas. And like Magic
already...
Johnson, wait a minute, let me finish that, please. Like the Magic Johnson has a chain of movie houses. If they turn this decision into something positive for African American children and find themselves interacting more with African American children, with incorporating business classes with their clinics, reading math and law, this will go a long way to empower our people.
No, it doesn't.
Wait a minute.
No, it doesn't.
They should see that they turn over more money in the African-American community with African-American tailors and African-American clothiers.
I bet the NBA
already has set up their Caucasian children with clothing and shoe stores.
What Caucasian children in the NBA? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about these corporate owners.
But
I bet they are their friends.
Well, but wait a minute.
They're going to be trying to steal
Miss Lindsay, wait a minute.
Okay,
just now listen just for a second. People of African descent have created an entire hip-hop culture.
That's right.
Okay, well, let me finish.
Mm-hmm.
A hip-hop generation, hip-hop clothing. Black people, FUBU,
mm-hmm.
has made millions and millions of dollars, billions of dollars maybe, of clothing. Shaq has a whole clothing line dedicated to children that makes whole lots of money. A lot of these basketball players already are creating black-owned business as a result of black basketball players having black clothing lines that black and white kids are buying right now as we speak. There's someplace in the world somebody is buying some Shaqs.
Right.
Now we have this white corporate folks that are saying, you know what? Y'all are not going to be able to push that anymore. We want you to push our stuff. Wait a minute. That is not a good thing. That is a foul thing on every level because black folks are already being inspired to own their own clothing stores, to design their own clothes, to create an industry already. Right now, what they're doing is trying to put a stop to that. And they're also saying to black people, I decide what clothes you wear. I decide what jewelry you wear. I decide how you're going to look. And that is unacceptable on any and every level. I am tired. I am weary of African people trying to make lemonade out of out of a human waste. Because wait a minute. No. I'm not done yet. This is not one of those things of we're gonna make it work. No, we're going to say no and shut it down. I am not trying to advocate that okay, well we'll just flip the script on them. No, shut it down. No, you don't tell me how I dress. I tell me how I dress. I'm not, no. No, no, no. Black people have been wearing other types of clothing. And if black people want to decide to move in that direction, then let it be because black people said so. And not making lemonade out of human waste. No, no, no. You're on the wake-up call.
How are you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
I totally agree with you. All I want to say is this. For all the NBA players who so-called call themselves real, now this is your chance to stand up.
That's fact.
I mean, a lot of players out there talking about this and that and this and that. No, I want everybody in the NBA to stand up and everybody who supports them to stand up and do not give in to this racist rule.
That's a racist rule.
They're athletes. You can tell an athlete that they cannot wear athletic clothes or whatever or gear to work.
And you know how it's racist? Because why are you telling them they can't wear a chain? They can't wear a gold chain. What that got to do with anything?
It's ridiculous. Like I said, I want to see all the NBA players who so-called call themselves real, you know, I want them to stand up, and I don't want none of them. Don't wear anything. Wear what you want to wear, and I guarantee they'll change it.
I guarantee you.
Thank you.
My name is Liz Brown. This is a wake-up call. I ain't done here. I'll be back. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. The
If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop me, sister.
But the hard truth is that not.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Jim Hickey.
Wilma is an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane.
Jennifer Pralgo at the National Hurricane Center keeping a very close eye on this latest storm.
Hurricane Wilma is located approximately 195 miles southeast of Cozumel, Mexico. It's moving towards the west-northwest near 8 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds are near 150 miles per hour.
Wilma expected to loop around and make a beeline for Florida. ABC's Eric Horn is in Miami.
In this storm-ravaged state, where six hurricanes have made landfall in the past 14 months, few need convincing about Wilma's potential. In Punta Gorda, residents stock up on plywood to board up homes they just rebuilt in the wake of Hurricane Charley.
A powerful member of Congress is supposed to turn himself into the law today. ABC's Bill Greenwood has more about former Majority Leader Tom DeLay of Texas.
DeLay is expected to turn himself into the sheriff's office in his hometown of Richmond, Texas, where he may be fingerprinted, photographed, and released on $10,000 bond. DeLay's lawyers have tried to avoid that process, but prosecutor Ronnie Earle, a Democrat, has said Tom DeLay should be treated like any other criminal suspect.
DeLay has been accused by that prosecutor of conspiracy and money laundering. A disturbing and developing story out of San Francisco this morning. A woman allegedly threw three small children from a pier into San Francisco Bay. ABC's Neil Karlinski is following the story.
Before dawn, the first of the three children was found. A tragic end that has left residents stunned.
I thought it was something minor, and I just walked up and it was three kids. Like, I'm glad that she's in custody, at least.
Police are holding a woman believed to be the children's mother in custody. Investigators are treating this as a homicide. The search will continue today.
We don't know who it is yet, but someone is waking up in Oregon this morning fabulously rich. One winning ticket in the Powerball lottery. This is ABC News.
No prescription drug coverage? Now there's help. Introducing the Merck Prescription Discount Program. You may be eligible for discounts of 15 to 40% on Merck drugs, regardless of age or income. Call 1-800-50-MERCK to enroll. It's free to join, and there are no membership costs. The new Merck Prescription Discount Program. It's one more way Merck puts patients first. Call 1-800-50-MERCK.
All the days just ran together, surrounded by strangers and thoughts of home. It was the end of the road. I just needed something.
What?
A bed. Whiter than a baby dove sawing in a summer sky and fresher than tulips budding in the sunshine. Plus, I wanted to check my email.
Brand new beds, same old beaten path. Fairfield Inn, for travelers who know.
The rules of the road.
It's the Marriott way.
You're fired. Sounds like that is what the Donald would like to say to the Martha. Donald Trump is having a hissy fit over Martha Stewart, and her new TV show, The Apprentice, Martha Stewart, says it's hurting his original program.
I think there was confusion between Martha's Apprentice and mine, and mine continues to do well, and as you know, the other one has struggled very severely. But I think it probably hurt mine, and I sort of predicted that it would.
No rejoinder yet from Miss Martha. Not yet. Michael Jackson has been summoned back to court, this time as a juror. Jackson received a jury summons at his Neverland Valley Ranch 4 months after he was acquitted of child molestation charges. It's unlikely that he'll show up for jury selection, though. His lawyers have filed for a deferment based on the fact that he now lives in Bahrain. His former defense lawyer says Jackson is now permanently living outside of the United States. I'm Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, a teenager is recovering after being shot near a St. Louis school. Police say a group of teens was arguing a few blocks from Langston Middle School yesterday afternoon when one teen was shot in the foot. The victim went to the school for help. Classes had already ended for the day, but a worker at the school was able to call police. The victim's injuries are not considered serious. The University of Southern California's academic cheating investigation of Paige Laurie is over. In a brief statement, the university said Laurie has voluntarily surrendered her degree and is not a graduate of USC. Last November, in the wake of the cheating allegations, Laurie's parents, Bill and Nancy Laurie, relinquished the naming rights to the basketball arena at the University of Missouri-Columbia. The building, once known as the Paige Sports Arena, is now called the Mizzou Arena. A new nationwide educational program kicks off today. Junior Achievement and its sponsors, the After School Alliance and the JCPenney After School Fund, are launching the Lights On After School initiative. Dr. Daryl Luzzo, the Senior Vice President for Education at Junior Achievement, says Beaumont High School is one St. Louis area school that's participating in this program.
Like many other high schools, Beaumont recognized the need to provide after-school programming for youth. And one of the age ranges where after-school programming has been somewhat light in recent years is the high school arena. A lot of high schools are recognizing the need to get youth involved in something besides sports.
Lights On After School is designed to promote the need for after-school programs. For more information, visit www.ja.org. Finally this hour, the Cardinals have played their last game at Busch Stadium after the Houston Astros beat the Redbirds at Busch last night 5-1, sending their franchise to their first World Series appearance. Mark Mulder lasted only 4 2/3 innings after allowing 3 runs on 6 hits while allowing 1 walk and striking out 2. Roy Oswalt pitched masterfully even though he hit 2 Cardinal batters as he allowed only 1 run on 3 hits in his 7 innings of work while striking out 6 and walking a batter. Adam Everett, Craig Biggio, Jason Lane, and Morgan Ensberg each drove in 1 run in the game, with Lane's RBI coming off a solo shot in the 4th inning. Astros catcher Brad Ausmus probably had the most successful night at the plate, going 3-for-4 with the run scored. When it was all over, David Eckstein, Jim Edmonds, Albert Pujols, Larry Walker, and Reggie Sanders went a combined 1-for-17 at the plate Wednesday night. The Chicago White Sox will host the Astros for Game 1 of the World Series on Saturday night. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota Dealers. Toyota owners, trust your local Toyota dealers that know your vehicle best for convenient service and competitive prices. Oil changes, tires, batteries, and brakes, they do it all. That's moving you forward. And that's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Juniper Grill. Northbound 55 between Route Z at Peavely, there's an accident that's been cleared, but traffic jams at 67. Northbound 55 at Bayless, there's an accident, right lane is blocked. Northbound 55 between 270 and Virginia, expect normal traffic. Eastbound 44 from Antire to Guyer, look for normal conditions. Eastbound 40 from Ballast to Hanley is slow in pockets. Eastbound 70 from Cave Springs to Blanchett Bridge, that traffic is flowing freely. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to Doherty Ferry, slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks Bridge to Lindbergh, look for traffic to be running smoothly. Westbound 270 from 367 and West Florissant, you've got slow traffic, and it's a little slow in the right lane from New Florissant all the way into 170. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road, you've got slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from Lake St. Louis Boulevard all the way into 79, look for traffic to be heavier than normal. Westbound 5570 from Exchange onto the Poplar Street Bridge, it is stop and go. Westbound 64 between 25th and the 5570 split, look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic between 5570 split and Laclede's Landing, look for very heavy volume. Northbound Route 3 at 8th Street all the way onto the PSB, it is slow. Kings Highway at Barnes Jewish Plaza, there's a accident with injuries, and in both directions, Camp Jackson at 255, there's road construction, and the ramp from Broadway onto 40 is closed due to construction, as well as northbound 170 at Page, there's construction work there, and that exit ramp is closed. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Juniper Grill. Juniper Grills, Houlard's Bistro, and Wine Bar, offering an upscale American menu with a Creole flair, featuring daily lunch and dinner specials. Visit juniper.grill.com for more information. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. For today, cooler, occasional showers, chance for thunderstorms with a high in the lower 60s. For this evening, occasional showers, low around 50. For Friday, mostly cloudy with a high around 60. Friday evening, mostly cloudy. In the evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the upper 40s. Then on Saturday, partly cloudy conditions with a high only around 60. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 56 degrees under cloudy skies with drizzle. Lambert Field is reporting 57 and clouds and some rain. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Coming up this morning at 9, we take a look at just how charitable the Walmart charities really are. A new report is out by the National Committee for Responsive Philanthropy, and it shows there really is a hidden agenda behind their giving. They fund religious institutions, but only those they agree with. The national arm of the Walmart Foundation guides local stores in choosing who gets what and how much. Ever heard of the Black Alliance for Educational Options? It's a group the foundation funds to promote school vouchers to black families. Join Jeff Crayley, Deputy Director of NCRP, for a look at Walmart Charities this morning at 9 on the Wake Up Call.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, but get to me at 454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. 920-WGNU. That's the toll-free long-distance number. You can also email me at revolution@lizbrown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Open lines this hour, so give me a call at 454-0400 is the phone number. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It's important to me. This issue of the dress code thing is important to me. It speaks volumes. It speaks volumes about where we are. It speaks volumes about racism in this country. It is a foul, racist act that is born out of hundreds of years of racism in this country. I'm talking about this dress code handed down, handed out by the NBA. Hockey players do not have a dress code. Soccer players do not have a dress code. Tennis players do not have a dress code. Football players do not have a dress code. It is unacceptable. It is absolutely unacceptable that the NBA is saying that players can't wear gold chains. That's not a dress code. That's something deeper than that. NBA is saying that people whose job it is to wear shorts and t-shirts to work, shorts and tank tops to work, cannot wear t-shirts. This is a union station, no do-rag type of a rule. It is a race-based action designed to put the face of crime on people of African descent. The suggestion that the clothing choices of athletes somehow suggest crime, somehow suggest non-professional, somehow suggest an illegitimacy. What these old white multimillionaires that are making money off of the actions of the efforts, the actions, the efforts, and the intellect of a mostly African league. These people are saying that your clothing choice is illegitimate and my clothing choice is legitimate. It's no throwbacks. This isn't trying to clean anything up. This is about passing judgment and a colonialistic action that says, I decide what black people do. If we're going to have policies about attires, policy about how people look, what's professional and what's not, then I say let's start with the hockey league and say that everybody needs to have their teeth. I think it is unprofessional to look at people that don't have any teeth in their mouth when we have all these dentists all across the world that can make that so. It's ignorant. It says something about you that is negative and crime-like. Only thugs have no teeth in their mouth. Not going to do that. And I resent the implication. And the implication is wrong. To suggest, to imply that the NBA league is turning into a thug league. How? How would that be? There are no fights in baseball? again, I'm not a sports expert, but maybe I miss it. And or maybe what I've seen has just been a scene off of a movie or a television show. But I swear I've seen piles of grown men fighting in the infield. Is that the word, infield? It's infield, right, in baseball, right? I've seen them fighting. I've seen piles of grown men being paid to fight in hockey. I've seen grown men, the goal is to knock the something out of folks on a football field. That's their job. And I've seen them fight. So what do you mean? These players need to say, you don't tell me, Jack, about what I put on my body. This is the unification of America, and it is unacceptable. It is unacceptable. It is unacceptable. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hey, sweetie. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
All right. Yeah, they do fight in baseball and football.
And hockey?
Oh, yes. They fight in all contact sports. Believe me, they get into them.
All right.
And where do they get all kind of testing about how they dress? Is they crazy?
No, it's not crazy. It's racist is what it
is. Yes, it is racist. It's also crazy. And more than likely, me and you both will be fine, because I tell them double time what they can do.
You know, I mean, a trip in a quickness. No,
I look at them like they're crazy. What? You going to tell me what to put on my body?
Absolutely not.
I don't think so.
Because also connected to this is the validation that what their dress is wrong. There's the implication and the underscoring that the choices that these players, these multi-million-dollar players, that they're not buying their clothes at Walmart. These are men that are spending tons of money on their clothes, and the implication is, and the validation is that somehow what they how they dress is wrong.
Huh.
Oh no, you're not gonna try to say that about what I do.
Right about
oh, it's
that.
Awful. Oh, it's awful.
It's ridiculous.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Thank you, David.
Okay, darling.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Car phone.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
My comments is this, is that this is the second phase of the assault of the black male in the NBA.
Oh.
First one started with the age limit. Okay, that you're stopping the young kids from coming out of school.
Mm.
And that was a crime. But little Michelle Wee is 16 years old, hadn't even graduated from high school yet. It's a multi-million-dollar contract, and everybody celebrates it like it's a great thing. You know what I mean?
Well, who is that? Who's
That's the little golfer. Female golfer.
Okay.
And she just turned pro, and they had this big celebration last week, and she hadn't even graduated from high school, and she got a $10 million contract at least from Nike.
Ain't that some stuff?
You know, and they were just celebrating it. Oh, she's great. Oh, man, and she gets a $100,000 allowance every other week, every other month or whatever, something like that. And it was a great thing. Nothing negative said about her signing a contract. It was all over the news. Now, when LeBron James came out, the assault was somehow, somebody was, the public was saying, the media, the white media, to say that this man should go to school and turn down $100 million. Now, how asinine is that?
It is.
You know,
it is.
Go and play for a white coach for free and be treated like a dog, a rug mat, and use while the school make millions.
There you go.
Make millions.
There
and
you
go. His kids get unlimited health care and expenses and retirement while he gets nothing.
There you go. There you,
you
go.
Know, and now the second phase is now the attire.
That's
to
right.
Take away this image. Because if you could take away the image of the black man, wow. You got it.
But also, we're talking about black men that are making millions of dollars off of their attire. These
exactly.
are black men that are making money off of their attire.
I'll take it a step further, Liz.
All right.
These black men are making billions for the NBA. When NBC and these companies sit down and negotiate these multi-billion-dollar contracts with the NBA, who are they paying for?
Mm.
Black athletes.
Mm.
So these guys can go out. It's been proven that they can make billions with what they do on the court and what they do off the court. Okay, but somehow it's not good enough. They're not rewarding them, and they're disrespecting them in the fact that they want to take away their time.
You wouldn't
make experience for them.
You wouldn't be able to disrespect me. You would not be able to tell me a whit about the clothes I wear when I get off the court. The players don't get, and let me ask this question. I don't know the answer to this. Do the players get to choose what their uniforms look like? Or who chooses that?
That's the NBA, uniform committee.
The NBA chooses what their uniforms look like, so they don't have any decision making into what they wear on the court. So now you're telling me I don't have any say about what I wear off the court? No, sir. Absolutely no, sir. You gonna have to fight me, no, sir. You gonna have to fight me and my team of lawyers. No.
Not to see this policy as pure
racist.
A pure racist attack on the black male hip hop.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
That's all it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And absolutely. And these men better fight back, because if they start telling you that if they start this colonialistic racist slaver activities off court with your clothes, they're going to get into all kinds of other parts of your line.
Your hair will be
that's
gone.
Right. That's
Roots
right.
Are gonna be gone.
That's right.
No longer with the braids. No longer with you got to have your hair cut and trim. No
that's
more
right.
Afro.
That's right.
All of that image is gone.
That's right.
Because they're trying to bring that European image.
That's
back
right.
into the NBA.
That's exactly what it is.
The ones who've been making the money was the black athletes.
That's right.
The
That's
white
right.
male and European have not made no money like the black man did for this that dog on the NBA.
Oh,
now, it can't even be proven.
They need to say, shut up. You can't tell me how to dress. You cannot tell me how to dress.
And also,
I just have to say this one more time, because this is a very important point. Also, implicit in this is that how they dress is wrong, and how they're being asked to dress is right.
That's right.
And that's
right.
crap. And that's crap.
You're right. You're right. That means that the white European male image is better than the black image, even up on the black man.
Ain't that some stuff?
You go right now and you look in my closet, you're going to see stuff that look like what black folk are wearing. You're going to look in the white male closet out in Clayton somewhere, you're going to look at stuff that there is a fact that we look at things and we have different culture. Why not celebrate that? Don't tell me I need to put dockers or whatever in my closet so that I can look like a white male. That is ridiculous.
But it's one more thing, caller. It is one more thing. It's not only saying that I have to leave my culture and go to yours, but my culture has the connection. Not only is bad, but it's connected to crime. And
crime,
as I said in the last hour, there has been more crime. If we're going to talk about statistics, that the overwhelming statistics will show you that most crimes are committed by more people in suits than in do-rags.
That's right. You're right.
In do-rags.
You
tell.
Right.
Ask the family that has lost their home and their business due to the Enron crimes. Ask the families that no longer have a pension or an economic future because of the WorldComs. Ask somebody whose baby has been sent over and fought and died in an illegal war. Who did it? A person in a do-rag or a person in a three-piece suit?
And in addition to that, I asked the families who lose their home.
There you go.
Because some white man decided he wanted to take the land and build a shopping mall.
There you go. There you go. Was he wearing a gold chain and a throwback? I don't think so.
None of these guys, Liz, are out committing crimes. I mean, they make it seem like the guys in the NBA are doing so much wrong, but it's not true. It's just not true. These guys are no more into it than anybody else in society. Matter of fact,
I'll lay them down next to Enright. Huh?
Hockey is one of the worst sports that you can watch to fight, and they celebrate it. I watched it. Let me say this, and I'm gone. I watched it on purpose, where there was a report about a fight in the NBA, and I purposely turned on the TV to see the fight in hockey, and they celebrate it. Watch this guy go. Watch him go. Look at him. You don't want to take this guy on. Boy, he knocked him out in the NBA. Why does these thugs, that thug mentality, want to fight in the NBA on the same newscast?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Another car phone.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
I listen to your program every morning, and you're 95% of the things I agree on, and I don't want you to get on my case because I see it differently in this particular instance. One, yes, it is economically, just like slavery was. So if your image, if you have a business and your image is you want to attract more business, your image has to be a certain way. I'm a very conservative person. I don't have any throwbacks, anything like that. I don't wear durags, and I'm not saying nothing wrong with that. But I'm saying if you're trying to promote an image and you're trying to create an image for a particular segment of the population that is supporting your business, then that's what you're gonna do.
Well, let's
you're
break that
make
down.
Changes to support that
let's
business.
Let's break that down. Before we even break that down, let me ask you this question. Has the NBA brought out any kind of statistics or any kind of studies that are saying that they are losing money as a result of the clothing that Allen Iverson wears when he's not on the court?
No, they won't do that.
Wait,
and you're exactly right. They should have statistics if they're going to make a change.
Hold on for a second. You're saying something that is really not logical and really not linear. If you're saying that you agree with their conclusion in absence of any statements or any studies or any information that says that their conclusion is valid.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that I agree with it.
Yes, you are. You're saying that they're making a business decision. Yes, you are. Hold on. Yes, you are saying you agree with it when you say I wrote it down, they are making a business decision to promote an image that is based upon making money for their business. And in absence of any kind of statistics, any kind of study to show that their business decision is a sound one, you are in agreement with it. And that's not logical. That is not linear. That is succumbing to evidence that has not been put out there. And to your statement about who's in the stand, that there's nothing but white folks in the stand, every time, try to get a season ticket for some of these basketball teams. I'm not seeing empty seats in the stands. Folks are coming. Not only are folks coming to the games, but you know what? White folks are wearing throwback T-shirts when they walk up in there. They're wearing $500 throwback T-shirts. They're wearing gold chains. They're wearing the clothes that the basketball players are wearing off the air. Indeed. High school students are wearing the clothes that basketball players are wearing off the court. America is wearing the clothes that the basketball players are wearing off the court. So I submit to you that it is all good. That if the NBA is looking for the business component of this, the business component says that America turns as the NBA players turn. That's a good thing. That's a business. That's a solid business model. What they're doing is moving contrary to a solid business model. Ain't nobody in America dressing like that most of the time off of the court. They look like NBA players, not like a convicted felon from Enron. I gotta take a break. Bring me no nonsense. My number here is this is clothes. I can talk about clothes. Yeah, Esther, I'm talking to you. Talking to you, Esther. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Criticize your son. Mother, please leave your daughters alone.
Good morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Northbound 55 at Bayless, there's an accident that's been cleared. There's slow traffic approaching Rivas Barracks. Eastbound 70 between Union and Kings Highway, there's an accident. Left lane is blocked and traffic is jammed all the way to near Lucas and Hunt. Southbound 141 at Manners Way, there's an accident involving a school bus. Only the left lane is getting by. There's a short backup. No injuries are reported. Southbound 170 at 40, there's an accident on the ramp to 40 and it's partially blocked. Eastbound 44 between Bowles and Merrimack River. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between Ballas and Hanley. You've got slow traffic in pockets. Eastbound 70 from Mid Rivers Mall all the way into Blanchett Bridge. Look for no problems to report. Northbound 270 from 55 to Doherty Ferry. It's stop and go. Westbound 270 from 367 all the way to West Florissant. Slow traffic lined up in the right lane. Then from New Florissant all the way to 170, you can expect slow traffic as well. Northbound 55 from 67 to Peabody. Look for slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake and Mason. It is slow. Eastbound 70 between Lake St. Louis and 79. Look for traffic to be heavier than normal. Westbound 5570 split from Exchange onto the PSB is stop and go. Westbound 64 from 25th to the 5570 split. Look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank onto Laclede's Landing. Very heavy volume there. Northbound at Route 3 from 8th Street onto the PSB. It is slow. Kings Highway at Barnes Jewish Plaza. There's an injury accident reported. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Make dinner with easy with McDonald's. Their premium chicken sandwiches, chicken selects, and premium salads are all perfect for dinner. Now you can rent a movie and a dinner too. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. For today, cooler, occasional showers, possible thunderstorms with a high in the lower 60s. This evening, occasional showers with a low around 50. Friday, mostly cloudy, high around 60. Friday evening, mostly cloudy in the evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 40s. And then on Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high around 60. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 57 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 56, both under cloudy conditions with some area drizzle. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Next on Mondays at 9, why is the government giving no-bid contracts to Halliburton and its subsidiaries to rebuild the Gulf Coast when it's already under investigation for fraud, bribery, and other nice things? The Bush administration would not enforce accountability standards for Halliburton in Iraq, so let them perpetrate more fraud on American soil? What kind of a government are we running? Join Charlie Cray from Halliburton Watch for a discussion on the crooks and cronies of Halliburton on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
You can ride with the James Gang. Just saddle up with Dennis James online at WGNU.net.
Always wanted to own your own home? Who doesn't? Ever worried about qualifying? Who hasn't? Never thought you'd qualify? Here's the answer to that question. Well, you will. Just call Lisa at 314-629-7830. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all. Owner financing on beautiful rehabbed houses. Call Lisa Krumpaski at 629-7830 for the answer to your home buying question. 314-629-7830 or mail ldkpc@hotmail.com.
We're waiting for your calls at WGNU. From the local calling area, just dial 314-454-0400. If you're calling long distance, the toll-free number is 1-877-920-WGNU. If you are calling long distance from a car phone or want to use a particular name on the air, please let us know when you call. Get into Talk Radio with a Difference. That's Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
Coming up this morning at 9, we take a look at just how charitable the Walmart charities really are. A new report is out by the National Committee for Responsive Philanthropy, and it shows there really is a hidden agenda behind their giving. They fund religious institutions, but only those they agree with. The national arm of the Walmart Foundation guides local stores in choosing who gets what and how much. Ever heard of the Black Alliance for Educational Options? It's a group the foundation funds to promote school vouchers to black families. Join Jeff Crayley, Deputy Director of NCRP, for a look at Walmart Charities this morning at 9 on the Wake Up Call. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Para donde vas? Para dónde vas,
muchacha?
Para dónde vas,
oye mujer?
Para dónde vas,
dime.
Para dónde.
Si vas al baile, baila conmigo. Si vas al carnaval, quiero ir contigo.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. William, you're on the Wake Up Call.
Hello, Liz.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was calling them. I like what you always say. It's not the crime, but who is stands accused of the crime.
That's right.
On Channel 2 News this morning, I saw a person who does not look like you kick a soda cup holder off the back of the seat of Busch Stadium. You know what the report stated? Oh, a fan is taking a momentum, a keepsake. But when people are stuck in a flood up waist deep and they take food that would otherwise go rotting away, what happened? Oh, they're looting. Now, it's the mindset of the people that are making these statements that come out and say, well, the people need to dress a certain way. It's pathetic. And I hope that other people who don't look like you are listening to these words that I'm stating, and something stirs up inside of them and say, you know what, there is an inconsistency in this country, and we are the ones that are doing the inconsistent statements. Why is it that a person, and I just got offline. Remember, they kept making a big deal over people taking televisions down in Louisiana. I was just on the computer. Fields and fields of appliances that are now a health hazard because they can't be used, and they're nothing more than junk right now, and they don't know what they're going to do with them, and they pose a health hazard. We need to come down. I keep on saying this. We need to come together as a people, as a not just a people, but as a country, not black people, as a country, black people and white people. And white people, you need to start looking at yourself. No, oh, those people are just evil. They're just mean. They just hate us. Well, what in the world? People just don't hate for no reason at all.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
Thank
William,
you.
Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Car phone.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
You know, it makes me wonder, well, how did that decision come about? And was it a room full of young black men sitting in the room saying, hey, guys, and we need to change our dress code? It was a room full of white old owners that's already money hungry, that's feeling some kind of power being shifted or some kind of money being shifted. And if you look at one of the owners, the Dallas Mavericks owner, the guy who invented being able to do radio broadcasting over the internet.
Have you seen the way he dresses? Have you seen the way he dresses?
He dressed like he is right off the street. Like he's right off the street. And then, but he's a rebel, see?
Yeah.
But what I would do, they would have to fine me because I already got $10, $15, $20 million in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
You can fine me as much as you want because it's coming out of the bull salary that I'm getting anyway. Take your money, because if enough of them do it, and the NBA see, because the players are not just coming to see the game, they come to see a certain individual.
That's right,
play the
that's
game.
Right, that's right.
You know? So like, what I'm going to do is that I'm not going to spend any money this Christmas, because I'm putting $2.53 worth of gas in my car now, so like, I won't buy any of their throwback jerseys. I won't spend any of my money in their economy, since they want me to dress like, who is that? Archie Bunker or someone?
No, it's not like that. They want you to dress like Kenny Lay. People like white corporate thugs. That's what they want you to dress like. That's
yeah,
what they want
you to dress like. You need to stop that, Liz. I'm not going to take that off you, Liz. Kenny Lay and those boys are good people.
All right. Be good. Thanks for your call.
454-0400
is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Hello there, Liz.
Good morning.
The next thing they're going to put on the basketball court is a big brass ring and have everybody jumping through the hoop.
Mm.
And the Rams haven't won a championship game since they stopped the rope-a-dope they were doing with the team at the end of a touchdown. They haven't won a championship. They don't win games no more.
How'd that work out for them?
It don't work out good.
Mm.
And the game is very, very dull when I don't see nobody celebrating at the end of the football field. I want to see them celebrate. White man walk down there and touch the football and then he's gone. No, it's dull.
Well, or just let people do Who's it hurting? If a white player wants to run down there and just touch that, they should be allowed to do that. And if a black man wants to go down there and do something completely different, they should be able to do that as well.
Right, exactly. Because made a touchdown.
You know, whatever they are capable of doing, whatever their hearts desire for them to do, to demonstrate a celebratory type of a moment in their life, however they roll. If you roll with just touching the football down, bless your heart, God bless you. And if you roll with breaking it all the way down, well, God bless you, too.
Can't nobody climb up on your back if you don't bend your back.
Well, thanks for your call.
Thank you, Liz.
454-0400 is my phone number. We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. You need to get to me, 1-877-920-WGNU. Stay with me.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escaped.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? That's right, where else, but Sears, I'm talking about wonderful deals going on right now. There are great sales going on at Sears. A socket rack that is normally $5.99, it's $4.97, that's 20% off. We're talking about a workshop 6-inch vise that was $69, as well as $55.99, that's 20% off. A wonderful 20% off sale going on at Sears at 3425 Union. Get on down there, take advantage of some of the sale items. You know what? Stock up for Christmas right now because the deals cannot be beat. Black owned, black operated. Get on down to Sears at 3425 Union. Sears. Where else?
Friday morning on The Wake Up Call, Lisa Graves of the ACLU will be with us during the 8 o'clock hour to talk about another encroachment on civil liberties courtesy of the Patriot Act. Did you know that the FBI has been making mistakes on wiretaps but doesn't have to account for them because of the Patriot Act? The agency doesn't even have to disclose there have been problems. The two houses of Congress are working on a new bill that will reauthorize the Patriot Act. Well, they need to clean this up and other problematic provisions that are in it. That's what we're talking about Friday morning at 8 on the award-winning Wake Up Call. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Dateline Cape Town. A consortium put forth by South Africa has completed a deal that will allow them to operate railways in Kenya and Uganda for the next quarter century. Rift Valley Railways won out over an offer put down by an Indian company by offering to share 10% of all freight revenues with the two governments. That's more than the other bid. The consortium will purchase new rail equipment, but the governments of the two countries will actually own all of the infrastructure. The company starts operating the lines sometime next year. And Dateline Washington. It appears that military spending has finally reached the breaking point in the budget. Defense Department officials are coming up with lists of programs that are facing dramatic budget cuts before the White House issues such guidelines next month. The heads of the three branches of service say they may be forced to work on joint programs instead of trying to continue funding separate programs that have the same outcome. Cuts in major weapons programs could be more than $10 billion for the fiscal year of 2007. Some programs that have been recommended for slashing are the following ones. Cancellation of the DDX destroyer under development by Northrop Grumman. Reducing tactical air forces by a third. And putting a hold on the Army's future combat systems program that's being worked on by Boeing. More savings could be achieved by reducing work on a national missile shield, eliminating unnecessary nuclear weapons, and cutting the number of Navy and Air Force troops. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Hi, this is Liz Brown. Every Friday morning at 7, I am joined by a different black journalist to take a look back at the events of the week and how they impacted upon the community of African descent.
This week, our guest is Michael Fauntroy, specialist in urban policy with the George Mason School of Public Policy.
So join me for Looking Black every Friday morning at 7, exclusively on The Wake-Up Call.
Radio Free St. Louis is AM 920, WGNU. Catch us on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net.
Did you know that you can have the Leaf Blocker Gutter Protection System installed by United Homecraft and eliminate gutter cleaning forever? In fact, they guarantee it. The best part is Leaf Blocker installs over your existing gutters. If your gutters are damaged and need to be replaced, United Homecraft can do that too. With one phone call, you can stay off that dangerous ladder, stop cleaning the mess from your gutters, and start enjoying yourself this fall. The Leaf Blocker system will also keep you from spending thousands of dollars in repairs to your home from water damage. Call United Homecraft today for a free no-obligation estimate and save 15% during their preseason sale. From Missouri or Illinois, call 1-888-731-2052. That's 1-888-731-2052. The Leaf Blocker Gutter Protection System from United Homecraft, one of St. Louis's oldest and largest contractors. United Homecraft is a participating member of the ITEX Trade Exchange. Your ITEX trade dollars are welcome.
Coming up this morning at 9, we take a look at just how charitable the Walmart charities really are. A new report is out by the National Committee for Responsive Philanthropy, and it shows there really is a hidden agenda behind their giving. They fund religious institutions, but only those they agree with. The national arm of the Walmart Foundation guides local stores in choosing who gets what and how much. Ever heard of the Black Alliance for Educational Options? It's a group the foundation funds to promote school vouchers to black families. Join Jeff Crayley, Deputy Director of NCRP, for a look at Walmart charities this morning at 9 on The Wake-Up Call.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Bryant.
Talk to me while I'm listening. All this love has a voice that we both can hear. Before you let it go, greatest love of all, won't you please? Talk to me while I'm listening.
Talk to me while I'm listening. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Carphone.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
You mean to tell me they're going to tell Allen Iverson what to wear?
Well, and I'm concerned about his response to it. I've seen headlines that say Iverson says he can conform to NBA dress code.
I do not believe that. I really do not believe that. I think that, I'm not saying I know the man personally, but Reebok makes a lot of money off of him dressing in urban wear or whatever he wants to wear.
That's right. That's right.
Reebok, and they make a lot of money. So this is maybe a prelim type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's testing the waters to see what everybody else is going to do. They're going to hear from their advertisers. Their advertisers are going to put pressure on them to push. In fact, I bet you, if I were Reebok, I would say to Allen Iverson, you know what? I'll pay for all your fines. I'll pay for all your fines.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a $500 fine every time you wear Reebok, and we'll get news and we'll get publicity that you continue to wear your Reebok, we'll pay your fine. Don't even trip on it.
Recall, Liz, remember how rap used to be so forbidden?
That's right.
And now Bill O'Reilly says it's all good because they know that it's a moneymaker.
Well, so, that scares me. Now it makes me not want to listen to Kanye if Bill O'Reilly is weighing in on it.
If you see the commercials, the commercials have rap undertones to it because it sells. The kids of the day, they like it. My son is 19. His kids are all diverse backgrounds. They love it all. They love rap. They love NBA. Mm-hmm. Dave Chappelle, whether he's right or wrong.
Well, no, Dave Chappelle has he's gone home. And I think he's taken back some of the stuff that he was doing, so.
Right. But these kids don't get hung up on this stuff. They all want to look like AI. And Kobe Bryant's clean image didn't get him anywhere.
How'd that work out for him?
Where is he today?
Oh, but wait a minute. Let me say something about Kobe, because I do know this. There was a time when Kobe walked into the courts, on the basketball courts, and poo-pooed the I would never put a tattoo on me. Well, after he got in trouble, how many tattoos he got on his body now?
Right. Let me say two letters for you. Do you remember a clean image of OJ?
That's what I'm talking about.
Where did it get him?
Okay. You need to, we're only on this earth for a fraction of a second.
Right.
You need to dress. How you dress is not hurting a single person.
No.
You need to dress how you want to dress. You need to be who you want to be. As long as you're not hurting anybody, you're not hurting your family. That's what God intended us to do.
And everybody wants our culture. It's amazing.
Coveted.
They want our culture.
It's
they
coveted.
Crave it. They crave it all the way back to when Nat King Cole was smart and James Brown was smart to keep their own songwriters and not sell them out. Everybody wants our culture.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Another car phone. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm outstanding.
I just another little take on that. I do think they're trying to set a trend for the kids, and I don't know if that's good or bad. And don't get me wrong, I have no problem with culture dress, but grown men who are over the age of 18, 19 should start looking like grown men. And there's nothing wrong with going to the gym like that or whatever.
Help me. What does a grown man look like?
I have no clue. I know that they should
but
not
you
be
said
wearing
it.
Their pants slouchy.
But wait a minute. If you're saying I don't know what a grown man is supposed to look like dress-wise, then why are you criticizing?
Well, let me say this. I think these tennis shoes and things have gotten to the point where these guys don't even own suits. A lot of these basketball players and stuff, they have the money to have.
But wait a minute. Kenny Lay, who heads up, who used to head up Enron and one of the worst corporate crimes that has ever been perpetuated on this, had a closet full of suits.
Mm-hmm.
What does owning a suit, and for all you don't know what's in anybody's closet, first of all. But let's just draw the conclusion that you have drawn, that there are no suits in the closet of an NBA player. Let's just assume that.
Okay, I'm not going to say that.
But you did say that. You're saying that they need to own a suit.
I'm saying kids.
Wait a minute, you don't know what's in the closet of any kid. You are looking at a kid who is dressed as a kid. You only get to be a kid for a minute, and you're saying they need to have a suit in their closet. That's what you just said?
That's right, Liz, but I am saying again, grown men dressing like children and influencing children is dangerous.
Well, how is a grown man, how are grown men dressing like children? Wait a minute. Grown men are on a basketball court in shorts and a T-shirt. Are they dressing like children? Wait a minute. Shorts and a T-shirt is children's clothes. To follow your argument out, tell me how a grown man dresses like a child. How is that?
When they're going to church in these basketball jerseys and tennis shoes.
You've never seen nobody go to church in basketball shirt and tennis shoes. Now you're going to lie. Now you're going to lie to make your point. And as far as I know, mister, God don't care what you look like. If you're worshiping a God that says, I am not going to, you cannot worship me if you wear tennis shoes, and I don't know what kind of God you're worshiping at the feet of. You need to check that. Last time I looked in the Bible, I don't think it said no throwbacks. I don't think it said no high tops. I don't think it said tie your shoes. I think it said come to church. That, I think it said that they didn't even need these mega churches. You know, you want to talk about the direction that people are going? I want to question a mega church that requires you to be highfalutin and wear certain clothes when you get up in there to talk about God. If I want to wear a grass skirt and a tank top and no shoes to church, good God. God should be all right with that, shouldn't he? Shouldn't she? My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I know y'all want to talk some more about this. We'll get to it. Stay with me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Jim Hickey.
SFPD actually had a lady in custody, and she actually acknowledges throwing her three kids into the water.
U.S. Coast Guard search and rescue crewman Joe Ford helping to look for three small children thrown into San Francisco Bay. SFPD, San Francisco Police Department, has a woman in custody. ABC's R.J. Pearlman reports from Pier 7 in San Francisco.
Jim, 23-year-old LaShawn Harris had been staying in a Salvation Army shelter across the bay in Oakland, reportedly on medication for schizophrenia. She told police that she heard voices telling her to strip her three kids naked and throw them into the bay here at Pier 7. One child's body was recovered about 4 hours later and about a mile and a half from here. The search for the other two will intensify with daylight. Jim?
Congressman Tom DeLay expected to turn himself into a sheriff in Texas at this hour to be booked on charges of conspiracy and money laundering. We get more from ABC's Jeannie Sinceri.
Mr. DeLay has the option of turning himself in anywhere, anytime in the state of Texas before his court appearance on Friday morning. When he turns himself in, we'll be fingerprinted and a mugshot will be taken. He will have to post $10,000. And then he will be released, but he will still have to appear in court in Austin Friday morning.
ABC's Gina Sinceri. Category 4, very intense and wandering around like a lost soul. That pretty much sums up Hurricane Wilma. The storm is still expected to slam into Florida this weekend. ABC's Alex Stone is in Naples.
Jim, this area felt the impact of Hurricanes Andrew and Charlie, and this time around a lot of folks tell us they're not taking any chances.
This one scares me. As Andrew came across, this one's coming right directly towards us.
Bob Wiemler plans to head out tomorrow. There's a run on supplies at grocery and hardware stores. People are packing up cars. The hard part is nobody knows yet exactly where, if anywhere, in Florida Wilma might hit. Jim?
This is ABC News.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. First myth, if you fly for the holidays, you can't afford a trip next year.
Pish! With Travelocity, you'll get a great holiday fare plus up to $100 off your next vacation.
Myth 2, most people put off holiday shopping till the last minute.
Not me. I finished my shopping in 1975. Hope you like pet rocks.
Book a holiday flight with your MasterCard card and get up to $100 off next year's vacation. Restrictions apply. Travelocity.com/holiday for details. Travelocity, you'll never roam alone.
Top three reasons I'll be at Home Depot's end-of-season savings event? Well, number three is 30% off. You got to be kidding. Come on. Number two is they're not kidding. You get 30% off, you know. And the number one reason, it's that whole 30% off thing again.
Hurry in now to the Home Depot and get up to 30% off yellow tag merchandise throughout the store. It's the end-of-season savings event only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
A whole bunch of finger-pointing going on inside the White House in the outing of a CIA agent married to Iraq war critic, the former Ambassador Joe Wilson. Let's get more from ABC's Ann Compton at the White House.
Something of a blame game is emerging. Sources close to Karl Rove telling the Washington Post that Rove first heard the identity of the CIA officer from Louis Scooter Libby, top aide to the vice president. Both men waiting to see if a grand jury will hand down indictments within the next week.
They were dancing in the streets of Houston overnight. A bit of street dancing, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Astro fans celebrating the first trip to the World Series by any Texas Major League team. Houston clinched the National League pennant by beating St. Louis last night. Now they will open the World Series Saturday against the White Sox, who haven't been to the Fall Classics since 1959. I'm Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Ah!
St. Louis, this is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, the Madison County Prosecutor's Office is considering charges against a suspect in an animal cruelty case. Three dead kittens were found hanging from trees in Venice, Illinois on Tuesday. Neighbor children brought a fourth kitten to the Venice police station alive. The surviving kitten will be up for adoption at Madison County Animal Control in Edwardsville. The unidentified suspect is not in custody, but he could face felony animal cruelty charges. Missouri students are continuing to outperform the nation in reading, but have fallen behind on the math portion of the National Assessment of Educational Progress test. Jim Morris, a spokesperson for the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, says there was not much change overall.
So I guess in that sense, they're certainly not the scores we would prefer to see. They're not going down, so that's a good thing. Our students continue to show well in reading. We are a little concerned about the dip in where we stand on math, both at fourth and eighth grades, and that's something we're going to have to watch in the years ahead.
In fourth grade reading, Missouri's scale score was 221 out of 500, while the eighth grade score came in at 265. The national averages for reading were 217 and 260, respectively. Missouri's scale score in fourth grade math remained steady at 235, while the eighth grade score was 276, both 2 points below the national average. Governor Matt Blunt is encouraging Missourians to volunteer their time to help those who are less fortunate. As part of his Show Me Solutions initiative, Blunt yesterday visited the St. Louis Area Food Bank and volunteered to package food. The food bank distributes goods to hundreds of pantries across the bi-state area. To learn more about volunteering at this food bank, visit www.stlfoodbank.org or call 314-383-3335. Finally this hour, the Blues ended a rough five-game homestand on a good note, beating the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim by a score of 3-2 last night. Blues defenseman Eric Brewer scored the game-winning goal with less than a minute left to play in regulation, moments after Ducks forward Teemu Selänne scored a power play goal to tie the game at 2. Ducks goalie Jean-Sébastien Jaguar had to leave in the second period with a groin strain and did not return. Defenseman Christian Backman and forward Dean McAmmond also scored for the Blues. With the win, the Blues are now 2-4 on the year as they head to Nashville to play the Predators on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Southwest Airlines. Fly to Fort Myers, Naples from St. Louis on one of Southwest Airlines' 3 new daily flights. Whether you're flying for business or pleasure, Southwest can get you there. Visit southwest.com today. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the Sowers traffic and weather. Sowers traffic is sponsored by GM Certified Used Vehicles. Southbound 141 at Manners Way, there's an accident involving a school bus. Only left lane is getting by. There's a short backup. No injuries are reported. Eastbound 44 between Bowles and Merrimack River Bridge. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 from Dallas to Hanley. You've got slow traffic in pockets. Eastbound 70 from Cave Springs to Earth City Expressway. Everything is on the move. Northbound 270 from Chestnut Ferry to Marshall, it is slow. Westbound 270 from Lilac to West Florissant, look for slow traffic there as well. Northbound 55 between Weber and the Brewery, no problems to report. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road, look for that traffic to ease. Eastbound 70 between Bryan Road and 79, look for a very heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 70 from Lucas Hunt all the way to Bercher is slow due to an earlier accident. Westbound 270 from Illinois 203 to the Canal Bridge, it is stop and go this hour. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley, look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from Illinois 203 onto the PSB, still stop and go bumper to bumper traffic there. Westbound 64 from Route 111 Kings Highway over on the east side all the way to the 5570 split, look for slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Laclede's Landing, very heavy volume going on there as well. Northbound Route 3 from Monsanto onto the 5570 split, look for slow traffic there. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by GM Certified Used Vehicles. Let GM Certified take the worry out of buying your next used vehicle. To learn more and find a dealer near you, visit GMCertified.com. GM Certified, no worries. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Cooler today, occasional showers and a chance for thunderstorms, a high in the lower 60s. For this evening, occasional showers with a low around 50. Friday, mostly cloudy skies with a high only around 60. Friday evening, mostly cloudy in the evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 40s. And then on Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high around 60. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under cloudy conditions with light rain, we have 57 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 56, and clouds with light rain as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Coming up this morning at 9, we take a look at just how charitable the Walmart charities really are. A new report is out by the National Committee for Responsive Philanthropy, and it shows there really is a hidden agenda behind their giving. They fund religious institutions, but only those they agree with. The national arm of the Walmart Foundation guides local stores in choosing who gets what and how much. Ever heard of the Black Alliance for Educational Options? It's a group the foundation funds to promote school vouchers to black families. Join Jeff Crayley, Deputy Director of NCRP, for a look at Walmart Charities this morning at 9 on The Wake Up Call.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. We're going to take a moment here to, because what we do is bring information out here, because what we do is let you know about what is going on, because what we do is about you. I want to take a moment this morning to talk about Ryan White. and Ryan White in connection with St. Louis Connect Care. And we have as a guest in the studio this morning Lloyd Edwards, the case manager for Ryan White's Title III program through Connect Care. Good morning. How are you? And thank you for joining us. Talk to us about what is the Ryan White Title III program.
The Ryan White Title III program is a federally funded program that is provided for clients for persons living with HIV to receive care. That would be doctor's care, laboratory services, and medications and all those kinds of things that we need to treat HIV and AIDS.
And it's a program that is exclusive to St. Louis Connect Care?
Yes, it is exclusive to St. Louis Connect Care as far as Title III. There are four titles, and St. Louis happens to have all four titles, but we only have Title III program at St. Louis Connect Care.
And the Title III program is significant and unique in what respect?
In that it is given to institutions that provide primary care to individuals. Title I programs is given to cities that have over 2,000 AIDS cases, which St. Louis does have. Title II is given to the state. Title III is to an institution. Title IV is given for women, children, and youth, and that is at another institution.
I think that sometimes the issue of AIDS kind of gets off of the radar of people. They look at Magic Johnson and they almost, I'm not certain that it is quite this far, but they almost think that it's contained. It is something that we really don't need to worry as much about it as we have in the past. Is that so?
That is so. And unfortunately, HIV is still rising in our community. As a case manager, I have done some intakes for probably about 25 people in the last 5 months. So it is increasing, and people are still being infected. Even though the medications are really good, people are still being infected.
And what do you attribute that to? Why do people continue to get infected by it?
Well,
it's kind of like I think about when I see junior high school kids or high school kids out there smoking. It doesn't make any sense with all of the information that we have out here about why, how and why, and smoking is so deadly. How and why are young people getting infected, or are they the people that are getting the rates are still the strongest for young people, or is it a different demographic now?
It is the same demographic. We do have young people who are being infected at alarming rates. We also have senior citizens who are being infected by alarming rates. However, we do not see those public service announcements anymore about HIV and AIDS.
Oh.
So, you know, if it's out of mind, it's out of sight. You know, mm-hmm. out of sight, out of mind, it's just, you know, we just are not doing what we need to do to promote safer sex activities among our young people and our senior citizens.
Now, how is it that we have an increased rate of AIDS infections amongst our seniors? What's happening there? What's the dynamic there?
Well, one of the dynamics is the great blue pill.
Viagra.
The Viagra. And people are becoming more sexually active. Our senior citizens did not have to use condoms back in the day when they were dating. So, you know, that's not something that they put into that, their regimen.
That's habit for them to do.
That's right.
And I think that a lot of people would be, I mean, it kind of makes sense, but you certainly don't think of people's grandfathers and grandmothers now out there becoming infected.
Well, and they are. We do have quite a few senior citizens who are part of our program, and it is happening.
I wonder, do you hear the same things coming out of the mouth of an 85-year-old as you hear coming out of the mouth of a 15-year-old?
Well, an 85-year-old has learned how to kind of like not see everything. They've learned to be a little bit more reserved.
But I mean, in terms of wow, I didn't think I could get it. Do you hear that coming out of the mouth of an 85-year-old?
Yes, we do.
Just like a 15-year-old or a 16-year-old?
Yes, we do. I find that the young people are more open to talk about what they've done.
Mm.
Older people are not as prone to tell you what they've done.
Interesting. Interesting. So how can a person get what they need to get? How can a person get into the Ryan White program through Connect Care? What's the process?
The process is that the Ryan White program Title III is open to anyone who's infected, who's a member, or who is a citizen in the state of Missouri. particularly,
you don't have to live in the city of St. Louis. You don't have to live anybody. That's a citizen of Missouri.
Citizen of Missouri.
A resident of Missouri.
A resident, right. Mm-hmm. And you have to be able to prove that you're HIV positive and demonstrate a need. And we're serving people who are 300% or below of poverty.
Are there any things that cities or that communities could be doing with helping with the awareness of AIDS that they're not doing, that's within their means to do? Let's start with the city of St. Louis and schools. Are there things that they could be doing?
I believe that there's always more that we can do to promote the activities that are surrounding HIV and AIDS. Education is going to be our best prevention. And the more we educate people, the more we're going to find that it's going to help to eliminate this disease. It can be wiped out in one generation if we put the efforts towards it.
What more would you like parents to be doing with their children? What more would you like to see families doing to protect their, now not just their children, but grandma and grandpa too?
I would like to see people take more interest in prevention. And talking to their children about safe and safer sex and really opening themselves up to answering the hard questions and even allowing their children to see people who are living with HIV to see that it's not as devastating as other people may want you to believe that it is and that it's not a certain group of people, that everyone is capable of becoming infected with HIV.
And do we need to start having a sit-down with granddad and a sit-down with grandma too?
Especially if they're single and it's going back into the dating scene, yes, we need to sit down and talk to them about what's going on with HIV.
Because it's a totally different world.
It's a big difference.
It's a totally different world. One of the things, one of the more recent phenomena in the world of AIDS education has been the inclusion of the church into putting the information out there. Are they getting better, or are we still not quite where we need to be?
We're still not where we need to be. However, and I'm glad you said that, because we're now beginning to plan for the 10th Annual Black Church Week of Prayer for the Healing of AIDS, which takes place the first full week in March.
Mm-hmm.
And we're planning now for some educational activities to go on that week so that we can involve other churches and to get them active in what's going on with us.
And I know, let me just ask it this way. Are there different types of concerns with churches based upon race or based upon the type of religion? Do you have different concerns and difficulties in getting the message out in a Catholic church than you do in a Baptist church, a Jewish synagogue, as opposed to a Muslim mosque? Are there issues unique to each church?
Every church has its unique issues, and we have to go in and tailor our presentations to that particular congregation.
Mm-hmm.
So it does make a difference in how we present.
What are some of the challenges that you face within the religious community as you try to bring the issue of AIDS to them and their congregations?
Well, one of the issues that we face constantly is the old stereotype that it's a homosexual disease, and how do you deal with homosexuality and all those kinds of things. So we have to go in first and break up all the old myths,
mm-hmm.
and then ask them to become compassionate and not be judgmental, which is what
is kind of odd to me, asking a church.
Absolutely. We have to remind them a little bit
uh-huh.
of scripture, and particularly in the African American church, we really don't reach out into the HIV community to help as much as we could.
Mm-hmm.
And most of that is because we're of old stereotypes.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think that anything's happening in the black church that's not happening in any other church.
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. It's universal.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of being able to set to rest all those old myths.
And if a church wanted to figure out a way, if they wanted to come up with a plan, if they wanted to do something to start bringing their congregation this type of information, could they contact you?
Yes, they can contact me at St. Louis Connect here, and the telephone number there is 879-6366. I have voicemail, so they can leave a voicemail, and I'll be happy to get back with them.
When you deal with young people in the area of AIDS education, are there different types of challenges for, say, for elementary school or high school, or are there really basically the same types of challenges that you face with, like, trying to get into a church? Is it difficult to get into some of these schools?
Sometimes it's difficult to get into schools. It depends on what the protocol or what the educational background is of a particular school concerning HIV and AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
We got to look at the curriculum and what they're looking for us to say and what we can't say. There are some places that we go and the only thing we can talk about is abstinence. And
mm-hmm.
there are other places that we can go and we can talk about whatever we need to talk about to help protect our children.
One of the things that go through people's minds, and we kind of touched upon it in the beginning of our conversation, is that the medications are different, and people, again, going back to magic, that people are becoming cured even, or becoming not having to depend upon the medicines. Is there a different world of medication for an AIDS patient than there was, let's say, 10, 20 years ago? Because you think of the AZT and things like that. Are we doing things differently medically than we used to?
There's quite a few different drugs nowadays. We have probably about 5 different types of drugs, and we probably have probably about 22 different kinds of drugs in those 5 categories.
Mm-hmm.
And medications have gotten a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting to the place where we're going to start having one pill once a day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's getting real, real, real good medications.
So it's not quite, because I can think of the movies that I've seen where you see people that have AIDS having this cup after cup after cup of a different type of medication that they have to take.
Okay, but when we're talking about AIDS, we're talking about something different than HIV.
Okay.
AIDS would be the more severe cases, and there might be other complications which would cause them to have other medications
mm-hmm.
to combat some of the things that they're experiencing.
But when we're talking about HIV...
When we're talking about HIV, we're talking about maybe a drug cocktail of 3 different drugs, and some of those drugs have now been combined into one pill.
And for the audience's sake, let's be clear, the difference between HIV and AIDS.
HIV stands for the human immunodeficiency virus. It is a virus that causes AIDS. In order to have AIDS is not a disease. AIDS is a diagnosis that is provided by the doctor after the T-cell count has fallen below 200 and there's an opportunistic infection.
Mm-hmm.
An opportunistic infection is one that comes upon your body when your immune system has been depleted and it takes the opportunity to infect your body.
Mm-hmm.
Most times those infections are things that we normally can just fight off if we have a normal immune system.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the Ryan White program, we know that there are some changes coming through the system with Connect Care and other facilities. Is there anything that we need to know about the Ryan White program?
The Ryan White program will still be at St. Louis Connect Care, located here on Delmar.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there, and we're there to provide services for those persons who are infected.
And again, explain to a person what number they would have to call, who they would have to contact, how do they get involved in the Ryan White program through St. Louis Connect Care.
If a person is infected and they do not have a physician, we suggest that you contact us at 879-6435. That would be Edgar Munez, who is our program coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
He would then get you in contact with the right persons and get you into the clinic that you might see one of the doctors. And let me say that we have some of the greatest doctors in the city at St. Louis Connect Care providing care for our clients.
And I do want to kind of underscore something with your doctors. These are doctors that are specialized in this area, and I don't know if it's more important, but it is very important. They have the compassion and the expertise in dealing with a special kind of patient.
Absolutely. Our doctors have combined over 30 years of service practical experience with HIV and AIDS. They are ID specialists.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we've talked about before, when last time that you were on here, is they're on you. I mean, they are so well connected to their patients and so caring about their patients, and it really matters to them about how their patients fare.
Our doctors are very much involved with our patients and take it very personally if our patients are not doing the things that they should do to protect their health.
Mm-hmm. So they care.
They do care.
They truly, truly do care. Can you give us that phone number again, please?
For those persons who are looking to find doctor's assistance, you may contact Edgar Munez at 879-6435.
And that's St. Louis?
St. Louis Connect Care.
Connect Care. Lloyd Edwards, case manager for the Ryan White Title III program out of St. Louis Connect Care. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
And we're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. I'll be back with your calls and comments. Stay with us.
I didn't know a thing about my legacy when I realized you were there for me. Call on your name, you came, you did just what you said. For that I love you forever, you kept your word to me. For that I love you forever.
Wake Up Call family. We want to remind you that the second Wake Up Call blanket drive is now set for Friday, November 18th. And once again, we're partnering with our friends at Carver House to provide those in need in our community with the gift of warmth. This year, we've set a goal of collecting 5,000 blankets. And with your help, we know we can make it happen. The Wake Up Call blanket drive will have two collection points again this year. In the lobby of the Congress and Senate building, the home of WGNU Radio, at 265 Union Boulevard, and at Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue. Again, that date is Friday, November 18th. The need is greater than ever, and we're counting on you, St. Louis, for 5,000 blankets. Don't forget, the second annual Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is Friday, November 18th, with a live broadcast from Carver House at 3035 Bell from 7 to 10 that morning. Thank you for what you did last year and what you will do this year.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Eckert's Orchards. Eastbound 44 between 141 and Merrimack River Bridge. You've got slow traffic. Eastbound 40 is bumper to bumper from Vallis all the way to Hanley. Eastbound 70 from Zumbel all the way to 270 is flowing freely. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to Marshall, look for slow traffic. Westbound 270 from 367 all the way to West Florissant, you've got slow traffic there as well. Northbound 55 from River de Pere to Lafayette, no problems to report. Eastbound 70 from K to 79 is finally easing up this hour. Westbound 270 from 203 all the way to the Canal Bridge, you still have bumper-to-bumper stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 64 40 at Hampton and Hanley, look for slow traffic as well. Southbound 170 from Brentwood to 40, look for slow traffic in the right lane as you approach 40. Westbound 5570 split from Illinois 203 to the PSB is still stop and go. Westbound 64 from Illinois side, Route 111, Kings Highway, all the way into the 5570 split, look for slow traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Laclede's Landing is still heavy volume going on there. Northbound Route 3 from Monsanto onto the 5570 split, look for slow traffic. And Big Bend at Reese Road, look for an accident there. Brentwood at Eager, the traffic lights are not working, and northbound traffic is jammed at Manchester in both directions. 255 at Camp Jackson over on the east side. You have road construction going on there. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Eckert's Orchards. Bring your whole family to Eckert's this weekend for wagon rides, pick your own pumpkins, and lots of country fun. Eckert's in Belleville, Grafton, and Millstatt. For more information, visit Eckert's.com for more details. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Cooler, occasional showers, possible thunderstorms, high in the lower 60s today. This evening, occasional showers with a low around 50. Friday, mostly cloudy skies, high around 60. Friday evening, mostly cloudy in the evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 40s. And then on Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high around 60. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 57 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 56, both under cloudy conditions with some light drizzle. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, your weather, and a final look at traffic in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Next on Mondays at 9, why is the government giving no-bid contracts to Halliburton and its subsidiaries to rebuild the Gulf Coast when it's already under investigation for fraud, bribery, and other nice things? The Bush administration would not enforce accountability standards for Halliburton in Iraq, so let them perpetrate more fraud on American soil? What kind of a government are we running? join Charlie Cray from Halliburton Watch for a discussion on the crooks and cronies of Halliburton on the next edition of Mondays at 9.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I had the knowledge, and most importantly the discipline, to make conscious healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
Get wowed by Woo! Listen to Debbie Donzi at WGNU.net for women empowering women, or wild energetic women, or wild wacky women, or for...
Coming up this morning at 9, we take a look at just how charitable the Walmart charities really are. A new report is out by the National Committee for Responsive Philanthropy, and it shows there really is a hidden agenda behind their giving. They fund religious institutions, but only those they agree with. The national arm of the Walmart Foundation guides local stores in choosing who gets what and how much. Ever heard of the Black Alliance for Educational Options? It's a group the foundation funds to promote school vouchers to black families. Join Jeff Crayley, Deputy Director of NCRP, for a look at Walmart Charities this morning at 9 on The Wake Up Call. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I'm late for work again. And even if I'm there, they'll all imply that I might not last today. And then you call me, and it's not so bad. It's not so bad. I want to thank you for giving me the best day of my life.
Just to be with you. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. Earlene, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, good morning. You're on the
Liz.
Air. Yes.
This is Earlene. Now, you know, sometimes let me not have to be a lawyer by listening to your show and this crap about these players and the dress code. Because can you say contract? Is there anywhere in their contract that you can go back and change something in the middle of the contract period?
I don't know. I don't know if this is like a dormant thing that they've never exercised before, that there was some kind of dress code thing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I haven't heard Stern say that, you know, these guys, that this is part of their contracts with the team and this is part of some overall scheme that the NBA has always had.
And let me, for the audience that may have just joined us, there's a policy that is supposed to take place on November 1st where, as of November 1st, football or basketball players are no longer allowed to wear sneakers, sandals, shades, hats, shorts, T-shirts, gold chains, do-rags, sleeveless shirts are also forbidden. Jeans are not permitted. They have to wear a suit, I guess.
But let the audience know that we're not just talking about on the bench. Now, you know,
you're
they
right.
can say when you're in the stadium, on the bench, this is how you have to dress, but they're talking about outside of work.
Yes, they are.
That's like telling people, okay, you wear a rally's uniform at work, and so you got to wear a rally's uniform everywhere we tell you to wear.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, again, I haven't heard any lawyers saying anything, so maybe, like you say, there's something dormant that they're just now exercising, but I think they would then say, this has always been a policy, we've just never exercised it. I mean, it's so blatantly racist.
It is so racist.
I mean, if Iverson goes over to Shaq's house and they're sitting around shooting the breeze or playing video games, they got to suit up?
No, I don't know that it's that. I don't think it goes that far. I think that I don't think it goes into their homes, but I think that it goes to anywhere they're on the court or off of the court being interviewed by the press. Like when they come out of the gym or their locker room after they've been after a game, they have to dress a certain way.
So it's not if they're out shopping at the mall with the kids.
It's not that. It is not that.
And
no.
Actually, if you look at most players suit up, I mean, these guys are clean. A lot of players travel when they get off that bus. They have on the suits and what have you. But, I mean, hasn't the country gone more casual? You go down to some of the larger law firms, you think you'd be at a golf club or a tennis club.
It doesn't matter. I agree with you, but my additional point to that is it doesn't matter whether the country has gone casual or not. The fact of the matter is that there are two things that are being done here. One, we have this colonialistic, this enslaver mentality that these old white, bald white guys that look like Kenny Lay from corporate crime America are telling black people, black men, how they dress. Secondly, there is also implicit within this decision is that the clothes that these grown men choose to put on their body are somehow wrong, are somehow criminal, are somehow thuggish, and somehow not an image that we want America to see.
That's outrageous. American boy look.
Well, they are the all American boy.
But when white people talk about all American boy, the girl next door, they're talking about blonde, blue eyed, pale skin.
Well, there's no amount of suits that an African man can put on that's going to make him look like a blonde, blue-eyed boy. So the fact of the matter is that these are people. This is another. It's racist. The bottom line is that it's racist.
Blatantly racist. And this is something I wanted to call you about. This is just something uplifting. Have you seen the new black history stamp? Well, not black history stamps, but the African American stamps that they have at the post office.
No,
call to form a more perfect union. Liz, they are beautiful.
Are they really?
They have Romare Bearden, Jacob Lawrence reproductions. They have stamps depicting 10.
You know why they have so many of these black stamps now? You know why? Because they found out that the biggest sellers are when they have black people on them, because black people go and buy the heck up out of them.
But if you got to buy a stamp, I'm not going to buy the one with Ronald Reagan on it.
Thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. Shirley.
Yes, Liz. I listen to your show every day. What I need is, do you have any good civil attorneys that I could call?
You need to call me for that information off the air.
Off the air.
I'll put you on hold and let Howard get that information to you. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning. It is Zenobia.
Zenobia, good morning.
And good morning to your listening audience, all of St. Louis. First of all, I want to co-sign on much of what I've heard the callers say this morning. And as I get into talking about supporting the working class media and democracy event that's coming up October the 21st at 7 p.m. And it'll be at the Friends Meeting House, which is located 1001 Park. And if anyone needs any information about tickets, they can call 776-7732. And I also want to say that a couple of people called me yesterday that will not be able to make it, but they want to make their ticket available. So if anyone would like a ticket, we have some tickets that have been donated. So also asked about that, when you call. And again, we're really looking forward to the level of participation that we have. We're rather excited about it because it's the folks who have been out here working on the side of peace and justice and against equality are going to be there, you know, talking about, you know, how the media affects working people. It's not just an event, because this topic will be ongoing. You know, I'm sure you can agree this is not just a single event. And I certainly want to say, I neglected to say yesterday, that I support a blanket drive 100% and look forward to getting with you specifically on details.
Very good. Very good, Zenobi. And that phone number is 776-7732.
Yes.
Very good, Zenobia. Thank you so much. And that's tomorrow night at 7.
Yes, tomorrow night at 7. If you don't mind, I'll call tomorrow and remind folks.
Absolutely. Take care, Zenobia.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Stay with me.
Thinking about this year I've had so long. When somebody here listen to the fear that's gone. Strangled by the wishes I begged for.
Hi, this is Liz Brown. Every Friday morning at 7, I am joined by a different black journalist to take a look back at the events of the week and how they impacted upon the community of African descent.
This week, our guest is Michael Fauntroy, specialist in urban policy with the George Mason School of Public Policy.
So join me for Looking Black every Friday morning at 7, exclusively on The Wake Up Call.
This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Dateline Dakar. The government of Senegal shut down one of the biggest private radio stations in the country on Monday after it ran an interview with a separatist leader. Salif Sadio is a hardliner that promotes independence for the southern province of Casamance. The government decided that the interview was a threat to state security and arrested several station employees before shutting it down. Yesterday, the suspension was lifted and the people in custody were released. And Dateline Bentonville, Arkansas. Walmart, the world's biggest retailer, has started a new $25 million program that's designed to support businesses owned by women and ethnic minority groups. A private equity fund will be established to help firms begin new ventures or expand existing ones. Walmart is still battling the largest civil rights lawsuit in history that involves 1.5 million current and former female workers who say they were discriminated against in pay and promotions. The suit was given class action status last year, but Walmart is appealing that decision. Company officials say this new fund will fill a definite need in the venture capital field. Walmart has been under constant criticism for lack of diversity, no working benefits, low pay, and abusing the rights of workers. This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? That's right. Where else, where else, where else are you going to go except for Jerome Williams Sears right there at 3424 Union? Wonderful deals going on at Sears this week. We have a seven-piece nut driver set for $12.79. We have a 10-piece laser one-quarter-inch drive that is going on sale for $15.99. All kinds of great deals going on at a Sears right here where you live. It's black owned, it's black operated. Get on over there, get your shop on. Holidays are coming up. You want to take care, want your house to look nice. You need to get your stove, you need to get your refrigerator, you need to get your freezer. Where else are you going to go but 3424 Union Sears? Where else? And tell Jerome when you get there, I told you to.
Gentlemen, we welcome you to Savas Center for the premiere of Budweiser Friday Night Fights in the Concert Club at Savas Center. Boxing fans won't want to miss this inaugural Budweiser Friday Night Fights in the Concert Club at Savas Center, October 21st at 7 p.m. Don't miss David Diaz as he takes on Lamar Murphy for the IBA Lightweight Championship. And a St. Louis turf war heats up as the Northsiders' undefeated Devin Alexander meets the Southsiders' Kelly Wright.
Also on the bill, St. Louis boxers Lamar Harris and Rodriguez Muhammad, and former IBF light heavyweight champ William Guthrie battles Danny Williams. Seats start at just $25. Tickets on sale now at the Savas Center box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 314-241-1888 or online at Ticketmaster.com. Show your support for boxing in St. Louis, Friday, October 21st, the Concert Club at Savas Center. After Dark, online at WGNU.net.
Did you know that you can have the Leaf Blocker Gutter Protection System installed by United Homecraft and eliminate gutter cleaning forever? In fact, they guarantee it. The best part is Leaf Blocker installs over your existing gutters. If your gutters are damaged and need to be replaced, United Homecraft can do that too. With one phone call, you can stay off that dangerous ladder, stop cleaning the mess from your gutters, and start enjoying yourself this fall. The Leaf Blocker system will also keep you from spending thousands of dollars in repairs to your home from water damage. Call United Homecraft today for a free no-obligation estimate and save 15% during their preseason sale. From Missouri or Illinois, call 1-888-731-2052. That's 1-888-731-2052. The Leaf Blocker Gutter Protection System from United Homecraft, one of St. Louis's oldest and largest contractors. United Homecraft is a participating member of the ITEX Trade Exchange. Your ITEX trade dollars are welcome.
Coming up this morning at 9, we take a look at just how charitable the Walmart charities really are. A new report is out by the National Committee for Responsive Philanthropy, and it shows there really is a hidden agenda behind their giving. They fund religious institutions, but only those they agree with. The national arm of the Walmart Foundation guides local stores in choosing who gets what and how much. Ever heard of the Black Alliance for Educational Options? It's a group the foundation funds to promote school vouchers to black families. Join Jeff Crayley, Deputy Director of NCRP, for a look at Walmart Charities this morning at 9 on The Wake-Up Call. This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? Cause all I ever had, redemption songs.
Welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up. Get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Morning, Liz.
Yes, good morning, Ike.
I'm going to comment about this stupid dress code for professional players. This silly commissioner going to mess around and lose his job because he just was put in that position some years back when they got rid of the commissioner. So he's messing with money. He's messing with agents.
That's
these
right.
Guys are not going to take this mess. The people come to see them play, not how they dress.
Well, yeah, yes, they do come to see how they're dressed.
I mean how they dress.
Yes,
I'm talking about...
Yes, they do come to see how...
And right, and because they want to see what they got
that's
on.
That's exactly right.
And
that's exactly right.
He buys everything that Iverson gets, but he still got suits, but there's nothing wrong with it.
And whether your son had a suit or not has nothing to do with it. And I will say this one more time, Ike, that there have been more crimes, the majority of crimes, that have been committed against citizens in this country... have been committed by men in suits.
Hey, man, look at DeLay. He got to turn himself in today.
That's what I'm talking about. Tom DeLay. Wait a minute. Tom DeLay is not going to be wearing a do-rag when he gets his...
a horn suit.
That's right.
But this is another thing they didn't really talk about. You know, now, the NBA is predominantly black, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
But baseball, white, we ain't crying about getting into that. But they knocking this nigga going to get on these boys. But these guys ain't stupid.
Well, they better not be.
If they do, I'll stop wearing their stuff
and stop watching the game. Because if you're going to let them roll over you like this and treat you like you're 7 years old and treat you like a colonialistic slaver would treat you, then you ain't no good for nobody.
They brand us when we was in slavery. They brand us now, literally. They ain't going to tell me what to wear. That's stupid.
It is unacceptable.
Ain't nothing in their contract saying you got to wear a suit. When they want, can you play ball? Can you dunk a ball?
And here's the thing. Here is what's going on. I want to share this with you. I saw an article out of the daily bulletin.com news. And here's what's going on. We have to understand what the backstory is. The hip-hop world... Sean John has made billions of dollars through hip-hop. Russell Simmons has made billions of dollars, if not millions of dollars, through hip-hop.
That's
the
right.
Hip-hop industry is driven by what black folks say, what black folks do. We're not having hip-hop designers are not coming out of Kansas City, Missouri with men in suits. It's coming out of the minds and the hearts and the designs of black people. There is a desire in this country to take away this income that is going to black people. And I'll give you a quote to support that. Here's what we're saying in this article it says the dress code also speaks to a trend in culture. Shows like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, Extreme Fashion Makeover, and Fashion Police reinforce the idea that bling is out and refined is in. Okay, you hear what I'm saying? There is a movement afoot because too many black folks are making too much money off of this industry. There is a push and an effort to get it out of the hands of black folks and into the hands of more white folks.
The white Asian had on last year. He made his fortune in promoting and using these guys to get good contracts to make his life beautiful. He got Ferraris and stuff. All his clients are black NBA players, and he bragged about it.
All right, now.
This is the end of last year.
Thanks for your call.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're talking about this dress code. You know, this brings it back to me a lot, what I can see, is that look like, why is it that everything that black people seem to come up with, I don't care what generation it is, if they come up with their own culture, their own idea of... So doing the high five instead of putting their hands on their other footballs behind, all of these fashions and things that we come up with, why is it that society always finds that it's wrong? Do they be continue to try to tear our self-esteem down to make us feel low? You see, when that basketball is out there playing like some of the brothers are doing today, of course, I may not like it, but I look at it from a foul play. You know, these guys out there, some of them is designers now. They making their own sneakers and their own shoes. Well, it's going to hurt Nike and them.
Yes.
You know, this is a star that we've been using to sell our products.
Nike and them are going to hop on their players and say, you know what? What do you mean you can't wear my tennis shoes when you're coming off of the bus? What do you mean you can't wear my tennis shoes as you're walking into the locker room to suit up? What do you mean you can't wear my stuff? This is going to affect these players' bottom line. And I certainly hope and expect that these players say, you ain't messing with my pocketbook over some stuff.
Yeah, and you know, and there's many people talking about, well, it's just like a job, and the manager is paying these. No, the fans are paying these.
That's what I'm talking people about.
People go to a
That's
sports game to pay their money out.
That's right. That's and right. You don't own these people. You don't own these black men. And that's what they're acting like, that they are a slaver.
And they,
you know,
and I hear some people talking about, well, that you know, it looked like it's coming from their gang besides what the fighting and going on and everything. Who fights any more than the hockey team?
Well, and I will say this. The biggest gangs in America, the most consistent gangs in America, the most thorough, bloodthirsty gangs in America wear suits. Ask Tom DeLay when he takes his mugshot if he is going to have on a suit or a throwback T-shirt.
Well, the only thing I can say is all about race.
That's
it's all
it
about some black people
is.
Who has invented something of their own.
That's
we can't have nothing.
No, yes, we do. There is a resentment. There is a resentment. There is that Rosewood mentality.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for your call.
You.
454-0400 is my phone number. Look, folks, we have an incredible show coming up for you. We're going to talk about Walmart trying to get to black folks to get for black folks to pay for vouchers so that Walmart can make more money. Ain't that some stuff? And so much more. I guess we need another definition of what philanthropy is. Ooh, I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You don't want to miss this next hour. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you pick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Jim Hickey. A search is underway in San Francisco for two small children still missing after their mother allegedly tossed them and their brother into San Francisco Bay. ABC's R.J. Perlman is there.
Police and fire were on the scene within 4 minutes of the 911 call, but they could not find the three children allegedly stripped naked by their mother and thrown into San Francisco Bay from Pier 7. The ebb tide flowing out toward the Golden Gate. That's why the body of one child was found about 4 hours later and a couple miles away near Fort Mason. The search for the other two kids resuming with daylight. Their mother, 23-year-old LaShawn Harris of Oakland, now in custody, booked on 3 counts of homicide.
Meantime, police in Normal, Illinois, say they are convinced the disappearance of an Illinois State University student is the result of foul play. Flyers are being posted around town about 21-year-old Olamide Adeyade, and her boyfriend is beside himself.
Just seeing an actual, like, missing person flyer. Like, the girl that I love is on fire.
She was last seen a week ago yesterday. Hurricane Wilma is big, powerful, and dangerous, and could get even more so today. The storm is lingering between Cuba and the Yucatan Peninsula, may head for Florida this weekend. Learning lessons from Hurricane Katrina, the White House is poised and ready. More from ABC's Ann Compton.
This time the White House is getting preparations well out in front of the storm. Governor Jeb Bush of Florida even stopped by to see his brother, the president, yesterday. Federal relief supplies are being stockpiled in southern Florida, ready to move to wherever Wilma strikes.
The Labor Department says 40,000 Americans filed claims for unemployment benefits last week related to Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. This is ABC News.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, denouncer of travel myths. First myth, if you fly for the holidays, you can't afford a trip next year.
Pish! With Travelocity, you'll get a great holiday fare plus up to $100 off your next vacation.
Myth two, most people put off holiday shopping till the last minute.
Not me. I finished my shopping in 1975. Hope you like pet rocks.
Book a holiday flight with your MasterCard card and get up to $100 off next year's vacation. Restrictions apply. Travelocity.com/holiday for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Top three reasons I'll be at Home Depot's end-of-season savings event? Well, number three is 30% off.
You got to be kidding me. Come on. Number two is they're not kidding me. You get 30% off, you know. And the number one reason, it's that whole 30% off thing again.
Hurry in now to the Home Depot and get up to 30% off Yellow Tag merchandise throughout the store. It's the end of season savings event only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Like it or not, there are only 66 shopping days left until Christmas, and this year, retailers are scrambling to get the word out about bargains and other incentives for you to buy. ABC's financial contributor, Melody Hobson, says they are jumping the gun, and that's no surprise.
The big fear that they have this year is that because of the high energy prices, and specifically the heating oil bills that are expected, that once people start to get those bills, which are expected to be up as much as 50% in some parts of the country, that our wallets will snapshot.
And just in time for the holidays, hard times ahead for some auto workers. Ford says a restructuring plan will include significant plant closings and staff reductions. Ford had a third quarter loss of $284 million. Someone can claim the $340 million Powerball jackpot, one winning ticket that was sold in Oregon. I'm Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, a Kirkwood man is accused in a fatal drunk driving accident. 18-year-old Colton Schutchman is charged with involuntary manslaughter in an accident that killed his passenger, 17-year-old Susan Lakes, on July 10th. Police say Schutchman had a blood alcohol content in excess of 0.08%. Schutchman turned himself in Tuesday and was released on $20,000 bond. The St. Louis Rams and the Siteman Cancer Center are encouraging men to get screened for prostate cancer. Dr. Gerald Andrioli, the chief of urology at Siteman, says this is a great idea because most men pay more attention to sports than their health.
It's the perfect alliance of the correct scenario where men's attention is already on the ram to bring up some important issues regarding men's health.
Andrioli says most men don't want to think about getting their prostate checked because they think the test is painful, but he says in most cases the procedure involves a simple blood test. The Rams and Siteman will sponsor prostate screenings at the U.S. Cellular Store in St. Peter's on October 25th and in Shiloh, Illinois on November 1st. For more information, call 1-800-600-3606. One lucky Powerball player in Oregon was the only person to match all six numbers in yesterday's Powerball drawing. The winning numbers are 7, 21, 43, 44, and 49, and the Powerball is 29. The winner now has a choice to make, whether to accept the 30-year annuity worth $340 million or a one-time lump sum payment of over $164 million. Powerball is played in 27 states, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Finally this hour, as the Rams look to right the ship after losing three games in a row, they will most likely have to do it without their starting quarterback. Mark Bolger, who suffered a shoulder sprain in Monday night's loss to the Colts, will probably be out for this Sunday's home game against the Saints. The injury could also keep Bolger out of next week's game against Jacksonville and into the bye week. Jamie Martin, who went 17 of 21 for 134 yards with a touchdown and two interceptions in Monday night's loss, will most likely be the starter if Bolger doesn't go, with rookie quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick serving as the backup. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Rhodes Furniture. After 130 years, Rhodes Furniture is in bankruptcy and is closing their stores forever in St. Louis, Baldwin, Hazelwood, St. Peter's, and Fairview Heights, Illinois. Everything must be liquidated immediately at sacrifice prices. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the Sours traffic and weather. Sours traffic is sponsored by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Eastbound 70 at Kings Highway, there's a disabled vehicle. Left lane is blocked and traffic is backed up to 170. Southbound 270 at Dorset, look for an accident. The right lane is blocked and traffic backs up to near 70. Southbound 170 between the Galleria and 40, look for an accident reportedly in the left lane. Eastbound 40 between Ballas and Hanley, you've got slow traffic. Northbound 270 is slow on either side of 44. Westbound 255 from Telegraph all the way to 55. Look for normal traffic. Westbound 270 from Riverview all the way to New Florissant. No problems now. It seems to be opened up. Northbound 55 between Loughborough and Lafayette. No problems to report there. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley. Look for slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from 64 onto the Poplar Street Bridge. You still have stop-and-go traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic before Laclede's Landing. Everything looks good. Brentwood at Eager. The lights are still not working. And Etherton Road at Crestview. There's a report of an accident involving a pedestrian. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by your greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, trust your local Toyota dealers that know your vehicle best for convenient service and competitive prices. Oil changes, tires, batteries, and brakes, they do it all. That's moving you forward. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Cooler occasional showers, possible thunderstorm today with a high in the lower 60s. This evening, occasional showers with a low around 50. Friday, mostly cloudy skies with a high around 60. Friday evening, mostly cloudy once again in the evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 40s. And then on Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high around 60. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under cloudy skies with some occasional light rain, we have 57 degrees. Lambert Field is holding at 58 with clouds and light rain as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Friday morning on the wake-up call, Lisa Graves of the ACLU will be with us during the 8 o'clock hour to talk about another encroachment on civil liberties courtesy of the Patriot Act. Did you know that the FBI has been making mistakes on wiretaps but doesn't have to account for them because of the Patriot Act? The agency doesn't even have to disclose there have been problems. The two houses of Congress are working on a new bill that will reauthorize the Patriot Act. Well, they need to clean this up and other problematic provisions that are in it. That's what we're talking about Friday morning at 8 on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to my sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made. If you took a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low made.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
That all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal privilege.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Yeah.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400. And if you want a toll-free long-distance, me, no problemo. That would be 1-877-920-WGNU. If you want to check out this hour, you want to check out last hour, any hour before that, get on over to WhiteRoseSociety.org, where you can download and listen to the wake-up call. You can also iPod it. You can iPod the wake-up call at WhiteRoseSociety.org as well. Email me at revolution@LizBrown, that's LizBrown.com. Listen to us on the World Wide Web as we broadcast all over the world at www.wgnu.net. Those are my digits. Handle your business. I do a lot of things in preparation for my show. I do a lot of things off the air. I do a lot of things the morning before the show. I do a lot of things when I'm on the air. And one of the perks of being a radio talk show host is that people send you books all the time. They send you all kinds of stuff that you get to read and download and process and use, and it's free. It's a blessing. It's one of the perks of doing the job that I do. And this morning, a book came in the mail, and it was entitled A Gift of Freedom, How the John M. Olin Foundation Changed America. And it was interesting to me as I looked through this book, as I'm kind of trying to read it a little bit, as I'm on the air and just trying to just process a little bit of it before I have an opportunity to sit down and to read through it. The John M. Olin Foundation funded the conservative movement. In fact, there is a, surprisingly enough, a real sentence that is attributed to George W. Bush. It has verbs, it has nouns, it's not a declarative sentence, it's an actual full sentence. And it's a sentence that is giving credit to John M. Olin. And the reason why I bring John M. Olin up is because, where we are politically today is a result of the work and the efforts and the money. We must not forget the M-O-N-E-Y of people 30 years ago, 40 years ago. They have had a plan, they have had an agenda, and it has been funded and massively funded. John M. Olin, as I was reading this book this morning, it talks about the concept of giving money, okay, philanthropy. The concept of philanthropy, as viewed through the eyes of John M. Olin, was he scorned the idea of the Carnegies out here building libraries. He called that liberal guilt, that money should be money through foundations, money through philanthropy should be used to change the political landscape and the political ideology and to get your worldview inflicted upon the earth. I just thought it was so interesting that I received this book on the day that I'm having the deputy director of the National Committee for Responsible philanthropy. And we're going to, and it's fascinating to me as we have to look at what we're doing, not in terms of what's happening to us today, but what in terms of what's going to happen 50 years from now. And just bear this in mind as we talk about Walmart and the plan for the future. All you got to do is look back at John M. Olin and understand that their plan can come to fruition. Think about this as we look forward to the future. Helen Walton is not exactly a spring chicken. She soon will be shuffling off her mortal coil. And she is the matriarch of the Walton family. Upon her death, the Walton Family Foundation could get an infusion of over $20 billion dollars, making it the largest foundation in the world. Are you scared yet? Are you scared yet? Well, I'm going to give you some more stuff to make certain that you are scared. We're going to talk with Deputy Director, the National Committee for Responsible Philanthropy, Jeff Creeley. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Should we be scared?
I think we should, yeah.
We would be very, very, very scared. Jeff, most people's understanding of Walmart are the Waltons and Walmart are the stores and maybe taking over the grocery industry and maybe killing off Toys R Us or stores like Toys R Us and killing off, doing that kind of Pac-Man grab through businesses in the United States. There's more?
There's much more, absolutely. The family, the Walton family, as you were citing there, they've got billions and billions of dollars at their disposal. And collectively, they're the world's wealthiest family right now, actually.
Okay, we get that. But the foundation piece is what people don't understand. Connect us to the Waltons and foundations and how that impacts on us beyond the Walmart store.
Okay. They have a private family foundation called the Walton Family Foundation, and it is one of the most quickly growing foundations in terms of assets right now in the country as a family starts putting more of their Walmart stock interests into the foundation. And this foundation is very interested in funding what I would call right-wing conservative policy organizations that are part of the group that the Olin Foundation, as you were talking about, has been funding for years. So they're supporting these groups that are out there advocating lower taxes for the wealthy, permanently repealing the estate tax, working against the environment. I can go on. It's a very right-wing, pro-market, pro-rich agenda.
And this is a political and social agenda.
Yes, it's all couched as philanthropy and charity. It's all, technically legal under the tax system, but at the same time, there's definitely that political edge to the philanthropy that the family is engaging in.
Just like what John M. Olin was talking about. We're not people with money aren't supposed to be building libraries. They're supposed to be deciding the books that go in libraries.
Absolutely, and the books that public education systems use.
There you go.
We've found foundations that fund, trying to encourage public schools to have history textbooks that paint the world in a much brighter light from the American perspective, that really push free market principles. And, it's really having a wide impact on society as we're seeing in this very day.
And so let's talk about some of philanthropic ventures that the Walton family does. What are some of the things that they do?
Well, one of their big grantees is the Americans for Tax Reform, which sounds like a very, very nice, friendly organization, but it's actually run by someone named Grover Norquist, who is one of the leaders of the, basically slash-and-burn government movement right now.
He's a neocon, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He said he wanted to shrink the government down to a size that he could drag it into a bathtub and drown it.
Mm.
And we see that those kinds of policies are things that lead to, for example, the horrible government response in the wake of the Katrina disaster in New Orleans, where the government has just been stripped of its ability to really respond to people in a time of need, not to mention, just on a regular basis. And it's really the work of these conservative activists that have led to led the country to the place that it's in right now. So that's one of their big grantees. They gave that group about $350,000 in the last year. Another big goal of the Waltons is privatizing the public school system in the country and funding organizations to make it seem like there's a genuine grassroots movement to do this.
The PR piece of this, kind of like George W. Bush putting out the PR, or engaging or hiring Armstrong Williams to use and using government money to put a black face on the idea that black people are supporting No Child Left Behind. Those types of campaigns do work in terms of crafting and deciding public opinion, don't they?
Absolutely. One of the organizations that the Walton Family Fund helped get started was the Black Alliance for Educational Options, and they started that with the Bradley Foundation out in Wisconsin. And, you know, that was designed to look like a bona fide grassroots movement coming from the black community calling for school reform, when in fact it's funded by, you know, the Waltons and Bradleys, which, to my knowledge, don't have too many black folk in their family.
Well, and as a woman of African descent, I'm very clear that they don't have any black folks in their family that they are acknowledging anyway. We have that issue going on right here in the state of Missouri. And to speak to the cleverness and to speak to the use of a black face to push their decidedly white and decidedly conservative and decidedly right-wing agenda, they have connected with certain black elected officials, certain black state representatives, and they've put a black woman's name on a bill that's supposed to be about education in an effort to try to distract people from how anti-education this is. What it would do would allow private schools to take tax credits and put their kids through schools, then the government would pay that, and then Walmart or the Waltons would get a tax credit, and they would have less tax liability to the state of Missouri.
Right. I mean, you see time and again that this kind of personal financial motivation is really fueling so many of their supposedly charitable interests.
And that's the thing, isn't it, Jeff? That this isn't about. I mean, it's kind of twofold. It's not just the Waltons wanting their political philosophies put in place, but they're cutting themselves a deal with in terms of the money that they pay the government.
Absolutely. I mean, they're sitting on a $100 billion estate, so you know, permanently repealing estate taxes in this country, you know, is not really a charitable interest of theirs. It's a very personal interest, but it's being couched as philanthropy because, you know, that sells well with the public.
Isn't that the other challenge that we have, or at least the challenge that your organization has had in uncovering the motive or even sometimes where the money is going, is this almost intersection between the philanthropic, I can't even say it. I keep stumbling over the word grant making money and campaign contributions. We're seeing like a blurring of the lines of those two.
Yeah, I mean, you have to remember that this is all coming from one family. Their money's just being divided up in different ways. So, you know, some of it's going to candidates for public office, overwhelmingly Republican candidates for public office. Some of it's going into philanthropy that, you know, is supporting policies that these candidates could then enact. So it's very much, you know, very blurring of the lines. It's hard to follow the money in some cases. Partly one of the problems is that corporate philanthropy doesn't have to be disclosed if it's not done through a corporate foundation. If it's just done through the president's office or the marketing office, they don't have to disclose that to the public. So you don't even really have a full picture of corporate philanthropy that's out there right now because of the current law.
But in terms of this, let's going back to this organization where they're trying to put a black face on vouchers for private schools. How successful are they with this organization? What can we see has resulted as a result of this entity being created?
I think they've been very successful. I mean, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, the idea of having these kinds of reforms for public education were kind of thought as, you know, really kooky, out of the mainstream. And now, you know, they're already being implemented across the country at the local and state level right now. And we're seeing that the whole idea of doing these kinds of voucher programs, for example, being touted as a solution to help New Orleans recover, for example. So they've really, you know, helped fund a campaign that got these kind of crazy ideas into the political mainstream that they're now considered very viable policy options. And to us, that's a great sign of success in their efforts and really connecting, you know, the race issue to this and trying to legitimize their work has been very key to that success.
And when we talk about the money that the Walton Family Foundation gives out, they're touching a whole lot of people. How much money are they giving out per year?
The Waltons giving out each year, right now, we've been tracking their funding. In 2003, which is when we have the most recent data from, they gave out $107 million.
A year.
From the Walton Family Foundation.
A year.
And the Walmart Corporate Foundation gave out close to $140 million. So, you know, they're approaching, you know, quarter billion dollars of philanthropy that they're doing on an annual basis. And that's right now. That's before they really heavily capitalized the Family Foundation with their wealth.
And again, the mother, is when she dies, a whole lot of money is going into this foundation.
Absolutely. That's what what we're thinking, because, I mean, they're trying so hard to avoid the estate tax that there's no way we think that they would, you know, give anything to the government, that they're going to, you know, put it all in their foundation to avoid those taxes.
And it's fascinating to me just to see how thorough and long-reaching the plans of the Walton Foundation, or Walton Family Foundation, is. Who's in charge of this? Who are the brains behind the Walton Family Foundation?
It's definitely heavy involvement with Sam Walton Sr.'s children. They're very much involved in the philanthropy, in making the decisions about who's getting grants, what the program areas are. So it's very much still closely held to the family.
But surely someone must be directing them. Surely they're not that we just had another Walton child that had her degree taken away from her in California because she paid somebody else to go to school for her. Surely they're not the brains behind this far-reaching political agenda, are they?
Well, I mean, I think they are. The children, especially Sam Walton, have been involved in the family business for quite some time. They've really been the ones that have ratcheted up their involvement in philanthropy. Sam Sr. wasn't interested in philanthropy or even political giving to that extent. Before the last 10 years or so, the family wasn't that involved in either philanthropy or political giving. It's when his children started taking over is when we saw this new interest. So they seem to be the public face of this interest.
Well, George Bush is the public face of the presidency, but Karl Rove is the guy behind it. Is there a Karl Rove type of person that is helping them with this, particularly since they've only been involved in it for 10 years?
Well, you know, it's hard to say because they're a very secretive family to some degree. Mm-hmm. They don't really, you know, give themselves up to too many interviews. We couldn't find too much information on them. So based on what we're seeing, it does seem to be Sam Walton Jr., who goes by Rob sometimes, who's the eldest son, who really seems to be leading the family, at least in a public way. But, I mean, you can, you know, rest assured that they have a legion of attorneys and accountants directing them through this process.
Yeah, I'm just kind of looking for the Karl Rove folks to be helping direct them through this, too, because when I look at the program, the National Knowledge is Power program, it just shows such a thoroughness of their desires. Can you talk to us about this program?
Yeah, it fits in with their kind of free market agenda that they have that's out there that's really, you know, in the end, again, something that really will benefit the family in the end if they can help expand the free market and help be really profiting from these new ventures that they're engaging in. And you're right, they're one of the leading funders of that program. And, you know, they do work to some degree with other foundations in it, but some of these things really do seem to be coming from the Waltons themselves.
What is the Knowledge is Power program?
The Knowledge is Power program is, it's hard to describe, actually. It's a pretty, I'm trying to think of the best way to put it out there within the context of the other things that they're doing.
Is it kind of like maybe recruiting teachers to create like a public college prep charter schools in black communities and in city schools to kind of create that base of people that will come back and advocate their issues?
Yeah, to some degree. I mean, they're definitely aiming toward higher education outcomes mm-hmm. for the students that they're bringing into the program. And it's almost like they're indoctrinating them.
There you go. I think
that would be the best way to put it.
That's really what it is. Can you hold that thought, please, as we have to take a break?
Sure.
I'm talking to Jeff Creeley. He's the Deputy Director for the National Committee for Responsible Philanthropy. This is Liz Brown, The Wake Up Call. I'll be back after this. Stay with us. This is Liz Brown. Every Friday morning at 7, I am joined by a different black journalist to take a look back at the events of the week and how they impacted upon the community of African descent.
This week, our guest is Michael Fauntroy, specialist in urban policy with the George Mason School of Public Policy.
So join me for Looking Black every Friday morning at 7, exclusively on The Wake Up Call.
Spring rains, summertime heat. They can take a toll on your roof. But not to worry. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127. Person Roofing now offers a GAF factory warranty up to 10 years on any modified rubber roof. And that includes labor and material. GAF is the largest maker of roofing material in the country and stands behind its product 100%. Finance your new roof with Visa or MasterCard. Free estimates. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127. You're looking to get into real estate. Where do you go? What do? Call Lisa at 314-629-7830. Properties available from $50,000 to $200,000. Available with no money down. Take your choice of area, St. Louis City, St. Louis County, or St. Charles County. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Get into the game. Make the first move. Call Lisa Krempaski, 629-7830. That's Lisa Krempaski, 314-629-7830.
AM 920, WGNU is the home of Radio Free St. Louis. If you're outside the metropolitan area, pick us up at WGNU.net.
Friday morning on the wake-up call, Lisa Graves of the ACLU will be with us during the 8 o'clock hour to talk about another encroachment on civil liberties courtesy of the Patriot Act. Did you know that the FBI has been making mistakes on wiretaps but doesn't have to account for them because of the Patriot Act? The agency doesn't even have to disclose there have been problems. The two houses of Congress are working on a new bill that will reauthorize the Patriot Act. Well, they need to clean this up and other problematic provisions that are in it. That's what we're talking about Friday morning at 8 on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Today's solutions can be found when you join Dave Lenahan online at WGNU.net.
The Wake Up Call blanket drive is set for Friday, November 18th. Volunteers are needed to man the two collection sites at Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, and the lobby of the Congress and Senate building, the home of WGNU, at 265 Union. Blankets to be accepted that morning starting at 6 o'clock. The actual broadcast from Carver House starts at 7. If you can help us help those in need, call the WGNU business office this morning at 454-6660 or email your contact information to revolution@lizbrown.com. All volunteers receive a free second annual blanket drive t-shirt as a thank you. Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Rise up, rise up, everybody gotta rise up, come follow me, rise up, rise up, it's you myself got to rise up, you got to rise up, rise up, everybody gotta rise up, yeah, that rise up, rise up.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. This morning, we are talking to Jeff Creeley. He's the Deputy Director for National Committee for Responsible Philanthropy. He's joining us from Washington, D.C., and we're talking about philanthropy and Walmart, and we're talking about philanthropy and the Walmart Family Foundation. Jeff, welcome back.
Thank you, Liz.
When we talk about what Walmart is doing and what the Waltons are doing, how does their foundation compare to other folks' foundation? Are they kind of in a unique place, as it seems like Walmart always is?
The Walmart Corporate Foundation is actually the largest corporate foundation in terms of dollars given each year right now. So just by their sheer size, they've outpaced all of their competitors in those terms as well as in other ways. And their style of grant-making from the corporate foundation is rather unique in that they're giving out to hundreds of thousands of very small organizations. They're only giving them, $100, $200 here or there. And it's very much tied to, obviously where they're doing business and then really touting the philanthropy that they're doing. But again, it's they put so much money into advertising the fact that they're giving out such small grants. It's really a PR campaign more than a philanthropy campaign.
Well, we just did a little news story that the foundation is planning on sponsoring loans to small black businesses or minority-owned businesses. And they're touting that now, that business, if you want to get a business started, you can go to Walmart and they'll loan you the money.
Yeah, another thing that the family is doing, they hold controlling interest in the largest bank in Arkansas, Everest Bank, and they're really looking to expand that based on the Walmart model. So they're really looking to get into this banking business and the loan business as well, again, targeted to Walmart's primary customer base.
And how does that help them and further their political ideology?
Well, it's certainly an opportunity for them to make a lot more money. The banking industry could be lucrative, especially if you're marketing to people who are in your stores already. They've got a really good customer base captured right there, and this could only add to their wealth and add to the power that they have both politically and philanthropically.
And how much money are we talking about that Walmart is the Waltons are worth?
The family is worth close to $100 billion.
$100 billion?
$100 billion, yeah. And they're wealthier by most accounts than any other family in the world, not just in the country, in the world.
So in terms of the future and the interest of the Walmart Foundation, where are we going to see some significant changes?
Well, I mean, the public pressure that they've been receiving lately because of their terrible labor and environmental practices, I wouldn't be surprised if we started seeing them, becoming even more aggressive in directing their philanthropy specifically at the things that people are concerned about, like the treatment of their workers or the environment, and trying to start putting more of a good PR spin on those things through their philanthropy. We noticed that the corporate giving just went up rapidly as the onslaught of lawsuits started facing the company in the last couple of years. So they're very keenly aware of tying those things together. So, as long as this public pressure on Walmart keeps mounting, I really anticipate that they're going to dump more of their philanthropic dollars into the areas that they're being criticized for.
When Walmart decides to involve itself, or the Walmart Foundation, or the Walmart family, or the Walton family, decides to involve itself politically, are there certain types of candidates that they give to? Is there a certain party affiliation? Can you draw a bright line and draw a conclusion even of where their politics lie based on who they give to?
Yeah, based on who they give to, we're looking at some of the giving that they do both through the Walmart PAC and on their own. And it's overwhelmingly to Republican candidates for office or Republican state-level parties. The Walmart PAC, for example, gave out about close to $2.2 million in 2004, and $1.6 million of that went to Republicans for public office. So it's definitely tilted in the Republicans' favor, again, with this really strong emphasis on tax cuts for the wealthy. That's something that they're so keenly interested in.
Okay, we have the Walmart PAC, we have the Walmart Foundation, and we have the idea of philanthropy. Is there something legally wrong, or is there something murky about how they give their money in terms of are you allowed to give your money in the way that they are giving their money?
It's technically legal, yes. The organizations they're giving to are 501c3 charitable organizations under the tax code. A couple of those organizations have been challenged by the IRS in the past, but for the most part, they've gotten through those challenges. And you're seeing that this is a legal thing to do, and it's not an uncommon thing to do either. Other wealthy families are engaging in similar practices.
So it's not like the abuse of corporate philanthropy that we saw with kind of like Enron and Tyco. We don't see those types of maybe even budding problems?
Unfortunately not. I mean, we've been pushing for more corporate philanthropic disclosure, but a lot of groups don't have the stomach for that because they fear that they're going to anger their corporate funders. So anytime you try to start reforming the way philanthropy works, you run into problems because nobody wants to speak up and bite the hand that proverbially feeds them.
Well, I guess I'm kind of just amazed at the right wingedness of this family, but the mother, Helen Walton, gave money to Planned Parenthood, didn't she?
She did, and that was one of the the quirks that we found in our research. She seemed to, you know, have a little bit of an independent streak there for whatever reason. And again, because they are such a private family, it's hard to figure out why exactly that happened. We really don't know. It's you know, one of the few non-conservative issues or groups that they gave to.
I guess we should consider that more like the glitch in the matrix as opposed to the way that the thing really, really operates.
Exactly, the exception, not the rule.
And in terms of what the public needs to know, additionally, what the public needs to know and or be concerned about with this foundation, what do they need to be concerned about?
They need to be concerned about the fact that this foundation is really endowed by the dollars that they might be spending at Walmart themselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even though you're getting, you know, a low price maybe in the short run, you're helping to fund a longer-term strategy that is really designed to take money away from lower or middle-class folks and redirect that money to, you know, the extremely wealthy, not even just the wealthy, but just the super wealthy people like the Walmart, the Walton family.
And in terms of the understanding the agenda of this foundation, would it be accurate to say that it appears that the agenda is really, really focused on taxes and school changes?
Right now, that is their focus. Again, if the foundation grows astronomically as it's expected to, as you know, the family members pass on, they could start exploring other areas that they might be interested in. But right now, it's a very heavy emphasis on that education reform that we talked about and the tax cut.
And explain again why those two are connected, because most people wouldn't necessarily draw a connection between school reform and eliminating, let's say, the estate tax.
Well, the estate tax issue, you know, that if they were able to repeal that permanently, that would mean a windfall for them as a family in the long run, because they will save quite a bit of money on their tax bills.
And when we say, make it clear for those of us that don't live in the Walton world, what quite a bit of money for a billion-dollar, $100 billion family is. What kind of money are we talking about?
I mean, that could be, you know, anywhere depending on what the tax rate is. If you're looking at the whole $100 billion, it could be, you know, $20 to $30 billion that they could be saving.
So that's what they're fighting for.
Yeah.
And that's what they're paying for. And the education component.
The education component, there's some indication that they've had some involvement in the past in for-profit ventures in managing public education systems. So the theory is that if they're able to succeed in widespread privatization, they might be able to jump into that process and
do what?
Make some money off of managing public school systems.
Mm.
And that's another lucrative market that they might be able to tap into.
Well, I know, in St. Louis or in Missouri, they would get an advantage tax-wise if they got the state to pay for vouchers.
Right, right. They're again, it's always looking to the bottom line for them as a family, really, that's motivating a lot of their you know, supposedly philanthropic ventures.
And, Jeff, where can people get a copy of your organization's, the National Committee for Responsible Philanthropy? Where can they get a copy of that report?
They could visit our website at www.ncrp.org.
One more time, please.
www.ncrp.org.
Jeff Creeley, Deputy Director of the National Committee for Responsible Philanthropy, joining us from Washington, D.C. Jeff, thank you so much.
Thank you, Liz.
My pleasure. Listen, folks, we're going to take another break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me. I'll be back to take your calls, your questions, your concerns, your issues, and maybe talk a little bit more about clothes. We might be able to do that. Stay with me. Commercial, Industrial, Residential, 3737 North Kings Highway, 382-2568, 382-2568.
Any and all electrical installation and rehab, basic service installation, light fixtures, dusk to dawn lighting, motion sensors. No job is too big, no job is too small. 35 years of experience. Akbar Electric. Give them a call, 382-2568.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline, Sao Paulo. Residents of the Amazon basin are experiencing the worst drought in the last 50 years. The government of Brazil is promising $14 million worth of aid to help them and has already sent the military there to distribute supplies and medicines to tens of thousands of people. A state of emergency has been declared in all 61 municipalities of the Amazonas state as the drought is now affecting people further downstream. Rivers and lakes have completely dried up. Millions of fish are rotting, and low river levels are keeping people from using their boats to get supplies. The environmental group Greenpeace says the situation can be attributed to massive deforestation and global warming. The burning of forests in the Amazon region has raised temperatures and prevented the formation of clouds, which produce rain. Government officials say the drought is more likely the result of higher water temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean, which has also caused devastating hurricanes this year. And Dateline Hollywood. The motion picture industry is going to roll out several movies about the Iraq War over the next few months. One of the more noteworthy of the lot will concern the life of U.S. aid worker Marla Ruzicka, who was killed in a suicide bombing in Iraq. The 28-year-old woman, worked in both Iraq and Afghanistan, trying to document the number of civilians who were hurt or killed by U.S. forces. Her story was bought by Paramount Studios last year. The company also bought the rights to a book that was being written by Jennifer Abramson, who was writing the biography of Ruzicka at the time of her death. The organization she worked for is called Campaign for Innocent Victims in Conflict and helped injured civilians and their families get over $10 million in compensation from the U.S. government. The co-star of the movie Spider-Man, actress Kirsten Dunn, will portray Ruzicka in the movie. This is your wake-up call, Global News Update.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right, Sears, where else? 3425 Union. They have some great deals going on. 20% off of all kinds of things. A wonderful electric dryer that was selling for $649. Well, it's on sale right now. Retail, $1,039 on sale for $519.99 at Sears. Black-owned, black-operated. They have everything there. Television. It's time to get exercising. You want to look good for Christmas, get a treadmill right there at Sears at 3425 Union. All kinds of deals going on. All kinds of 20% off specials going. You don't want to miss this. It's almost time for the holidays. Get your shopping done early at Sears, 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, when you get in there, tell him I told you to. Sears, get your shop on.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen with Head Thumping Talk Radio on WGNU. Just letting you know that we are moving to a new time from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Thursday morning, dedicated to making you mad or making you think since 1999. Watching everything
the engineer would move. The Wake Up Call Blanket Drive is set for Friday, November 18th. Volunteers are needed to man the two collection sites at Carver House, 3035 Bell Avenue, and the lobby of the Congress and Senate Building, the home of WGNU, at 265 Union. Blankets to be accepted that morning starting at 6 o'clock. The actual broadcast from Carver House starts at 7. If you can help us help those in need, call the WGNU business office this morning at 454-6660 or email your contact information to revolution@lizbrown.com. All volunteers receive a free second annual blanket drive t-shirt as a thank you.
Ugh, gas is so expensive anymore. I don't want to drive all over town to shop.
I know what you mean.
But you want to get a gift for Jeff and Connie's anniversary? Something really special, you said, and I want to get an estimate on new siding.
Well, Jeff and Connie are going to Regional Exposure 2005.
When's that?
Saturday, October 22nd from 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. and Sunday, October 23rd from noon to 6 p.m. It's at the St. Clair Square. I'll find Jeff and Connie's gift while you visit exhibits representing hundreds of manufacturers, distributors, and services. Everything you need in one stop. Plus, great entertainment, and you can register to win great prizes all weekend.
Hey, let's carpool with Jeff and Connie. That way we'll really save gas.
Regional Exposure 2005, Saturday, October 22nd from 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. and Sunday, October 23rd from noon to 6 p.m. at St. Clair Square in Fairview Heights. Hosted by St. Clair Square, sponsored by Anchor Siding and Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU. Give more details at www.spcshows.com. This is a Specialized Promotional Concepts production.
Hi, this is Liz Brown. Every Friday morning at 7, I am joined by a different black journalist to take a look back at the events of the week and how they impacted upon the community of African descent.
This week, our guest is Michael Fauntroy, specialist in urban policy with the George Mason School of Public Policy.
So join me for Looking Black every Friday morning at 7, exclusively on The Wake Up Call.
Around the world, behind the story, it's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Okay, I'm still not done with this. I'm still not done with this dress code thing with the NBA. I think that it is fundamentally racist. It is absolute. Bottom line, it's fundamentally racist. It's racist on every single level. There's a new policy out that the NBA players have a dress code. Now, I'm not talking about a high school. We're not talking about a grammar school. We're not talking about college. We're talking about 30-something-year-old men. We're talking about 20-something-year-old men, grown all the way up men, men that have houses and homes and families, men that are making billions of dollars for corporations based upon the skill of these men, the style of these men, the way that these men make this sport interesting and compelling. And we have these men being told by men who look like Kenny Boy Lay, telling them that when you get off the bus, you got to dress like I tell you to dress. No other sport in the industry has these demands made upon them. They wouldn't dare. It is racist. It is unacceptable. And I want to see what these grown men are going to do in response to this. They said that they can't wear do-rags. This is just like Union Station. The implication is that somehow this clothing is connected to a bad culture, bad things. And I think it's fair, okay? Let us look at the impact of clothing on crime in America. Let's look at it. Let's look at who was wearing what when they did what they did. What was Kenny Boy Lay wearing when he committed the biggest corporate crime in the history of this country? What was Richard Nixon wearing when he when he committed crimes? Was he wearing throwback and a do-rag? What about the lies that were told? What was Boy George wearing when he looked us in the face and lied to us about weapons of mass destruction? Was he wearing bling bling when he got us into bang bang? Was he doing that? If you want to track down the bloodiest, most wicked, most lawless acts connected to this country, the people that engaged in those acts look more like Kenny Boy Lay than a basketball player wearing a do-rag. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Yeah. It's time to strike.
It's time to strike. It's time to shut it down. It's time to shut it down. They said that a basketball player can't wear tennis shoes. You need to go to jail for even saying that.
Look,
you need to go to jail for saying that.
I get this right.
Shut it down.
Shut
it down. Shut it down. A basketball player can't wear tennis shoes. Can't wear tennis shoes. You know what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for your call.
All right.
Dolores, D.
Good morning, Dr. Brown. The wrong color of man has become role model for all of America, thus the world.
Oh, okay, explain. I don't know what you mean by that.
Okay. Everybody is wearing what the basketball players are wearing.
They are
they're role models.
How about this? If every person in America stopped buying throwbacks, stopped buying tennis shoes that the basketball players are wearing, stop buying the bling that the basketball players are wearing, this country would shut down economically.
Yes, it would. And we got to
shut it down. I'll shut it down. Thanks, Lee. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back same time, same place. Domani, stay strong.
If you take a knife and knife back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound. That's the blow.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Jim Hickey. What to do? Stay or go? That's the dilemma facing tourists in Mexico as Hurricane Wilma spins with deadly force nearby. It's a Category 4 storm just off the Yucatan Peninsula. ABC's David Curley is in Cancun.
There is a real worry here in Cancun. A lot of experience with hurricanes, but when Wilma hit that...